Talk Shoes.
Recorded live.
Greetings, oddling, glickers, and mamzers, and ass clowns across the fruited and nutted dog plane, and also to the remnant, the small, pitifully few remnant, who is the real ones I'm talking to tonight. Usually on several different motions, but everyone listens to this show. And this episode is episode number 28.5, Using Edgar Steele, Getting a Hunka Hunka Burning Wigger Whimperer. And this is a special program, as in special education, that everyone needs, especially if you've been brain damaged as a wigger running through the wigger mill. Here you get some special, extra special education, which goes ahead and perhaps will counter all the special education you got when you suffered from the age of 3 to the age of 18 in the standard wigger factory. And then if you got 4 more or 5 more or 60 more, however many more years of education, which the rest of the world says takes an American 4 years to get and 40 years to overcome. Anyway, tonight is July 29, 2010, and it is 8:18 Central Standard Time. I don't know if I've ever had a movement turd which has ever been on time. Well, I went ahead and had this special one because I really meant to go ahead and do it yesterday when this sort of thing ended up happening. But Edgar Steele, he went ahead and had a day in court after a fashion. But from what I gather, they just went ahead and read some more pylons that the Zoglings had gone ahead and, sent against them. And from what I gather, his wife actually went ahead and hung up around these people. Now, the reason that I wanted to go ahead and do this show yesterday, and it wasn't to be, so it's tonight, a special show. There's really nothing going on all Thursday anyway. The reason that this show was made is that, essentially, just like everything else in the bowel movement, the Wiggers end up going ahead and using Edgar Steele. And especially, it's your friends. And I'm going to go ahead and tell a little story about my brother, my brother Pig Oak's favorite joke about friends. And I'll go ahead and tell that story in a little bit here. But what I'm going to do first is start out with what is called the karaoke. The karaoke that everyone loves so very well. And this is the theme song of this show. And let's see, I think I got the thing planned here. And I'm just going to go ahead and start the thing. Okay, on my feet. Looks balls for the wise boys. I got a wigger problem. Wigger's always on my mind. The way they run to and fro. There's no wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Fill the trough up to the top. The way wiggers run to and fro. And they're always making drop. I wake up and right away. Stupid wiggers come to mind. The way they went to and fro. Stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Which is always on my mind. The way they run to and fro. Stupid wiggers you'll never find. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Then they don't know how to stop. The way they run to and fro. And they're always getting slopped. Oh, figures keep remembering the way things used to be. With this old part with this third penalty. Yes, I admit we got a wigger problem. Wiggers always on my mind. The way they run to and fro, this is where you'll never find. If I admit we got a wigger problem, fill the traffic to the top. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. The way they run to and fro, and they're always eating slop. What I like about that song here is that generally it's a good thing there isn't a video camera going on. But usually when I'm going ahead and playing that, I'm just, as best as I can on my bad left hip, is I'm just going ahead, usually bouncing and jousting as best as I can. And I like singing that song to the top of my lungs. And I pretty well got the lyrics worked out pretty good by now. And the thing about it is that it's just, you know, I just have a ball playing it here. You see, if you're going to do anything, do it, you know, do it as best you can. You know, don't go ahead and do things half-assed here. You know, Yahweh says that, hey, he just assumed that you would, you'll go ahead and, you know, Yahweh says he just can't stand someone who's lukewarm. He'd wish that you were hot or cold. And because you're not hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, he's going to spit you out of his mouth. As well he should. Folks, do things right, but do things like you really mean it, like you've got a purpose in life, like this drill sergeant used to say when I was in the Army. Of course, when you're in the Army, if you're underweight, you'll gain weight. You'll gain muscle. And if you're fat, you'll lose weight. But pretty well, you know, all throughout basic training, they made us run. It's called double time. And like I said, move like you have a purpose. I'm looking at the chat here. The chat's hilarious. Okay, somebody asked the purpose of this thing here. And the thing about it is that, the movement goes ahead and uses fallen comrades at the time, but they don't view them as comrades. They view them pretty much as somebody who's just taking something away from them. And I ended up having an email conversation with a Robert Magnuson, who was just a self-important little wigger who Edgar Steele didn't pay a bit of attention to him until Edgar Steele didn't have any choice. And what gets me is that the people who go ahead and support him are the newbies who don't really know him that much, but rather, the old timers who've been around for a while, it's not that we really like them, it's just it's a matter of reflexive loyalty as to what side you're on. And that's why I was trying to tell Judas Strauss. And there's another worthless bastard. I listened to one of his shows, and it was long. Although, if you looked at the April City link, it was one of the two shows which ended up getting a review. If you want to go ahead and find out what's in the movement, you go ahead and listen to both of them. Now, Jim Giles, essentially, it's just, like he says, it's just a what means of he calls everybody, and he has no shame, but he does actually get pretty good interviews. But when it comes time to go in and actually do something, he has no clue. The other moving turd, what we do is we look at what is going on in the bowel movement. And someone said, well, TalkShoe has delisted your program and don't want people listening. The April City Review, let me see if I still, no, I don't got it here now. Hold on. I'll go ahead and get this link for those of you who didn't look at it before. Let me see if I can find it. Okay. It's the April City Com Forum, and I'll go ahead and save another copy, and I'll send it, and I'll go ahead and put the link in. Okay? Well, the thing about it is that I'm not signed into that forum. I'm not a member of that forum. You see, most of these forums, essentially, they want a whole bunch of ass kissing. You know what I mean? So, you know, the thing about it is this is a special show. Somebody asked me to go ahead and do a Thursday show, and essentially I was thinking of doing a Wednesday show, but the Breckenridge Elkins stumbling show didn't show up, and by the time it came in, it was too late. So, folks, you should have, if you've been looking at the link, I got the word out on the link 17 hours before the show, which is about the longest I've ever had any notice. I mean, usually it's just an average of about 4 or 5 hours notice. You folks got 17 if you're looking for the thing. But anyway, yeah, I like Breck. The thing about it, Breckenridge Elkins, the thing about it is he's not white, but shit, he acts more like a white than most of the stupid wiggers running around on that forum. So anyway, the thing about it is that every single character in the movement seems to want to use Edgar Steele. Harold Covington ended up having a free Edgar Steele blog that came in, and I went ahead and posted something, and essentially Covington didn't make the point that Jim Giles was the one who's pretty well shitting on Edgar Steele for his own reason. And then he went on about forums and forums and forums and forums, beginning to go ahead and name the forum which was pretty well against Edgar Steele. Jim Giles, in the last week, has spent, I would say, $285 for a brand-new V-Bulletin for him. And you wonder where he gets the money. And the answer of it is, I think he gets it from the Department of Zogland Insecurity. He loves Alex Winder or something like that. He has a man crush on him, the gut-sick weedle-weasel, Jew-ass cancer. And one of the things that really strikes the heck out of me is that of all the people in the movement, Alex Winder is supporting Edgar Steele. Now, the reason I think that he's supporting Edgar Steele is that he doesn't have any choice in the matter. This last week or so, they came up to where supposedly Bitch Tits Bill White forgives Alex Winder for dropping a dime on him. And Pastor Lindstedt, he's a fraud. He's not a real minister. He hasn't been ordained by somebody, you know, that me as a homosexual or as a bother, and that's your creatard or whatever, don't recognize. And Gillette kicked him out and all this good, you know, happy horse shit. Now, I think I covered it in the last movement third. And in any case, Linder is supporting Edgar Steele, and I think the reason is he doesn't have any choice in the matter. Because if he goes ahead and shits on Edgar Steele, he's going to go ahead and lose whatever credibility, what little he got left. So paradoxically, he's supporting Edgar Steele. And Covington, I don't know. I don't really think he's supporting Edgar Steele that much because he's going ahead and saving Jim Giles' bacon. And Jim Giles has set up a V-Bulletin for his little mattoid hatting. And by the way, I went ahead and signed up under an alias. And I'm not sure if they're actually reading the, I'm sure if they're reading the actual, Beelzebub is trying to get in. He is trying his best to get in, and the thing about it is, old Beelzebub is a strong, determined, Buddy the Poopy Dog is strong and determined. He never gives up, and as a result, he has gotten into this room. You know, the headquarters of the EIB. you know. I'll think of what EIB here, you know. And I think I'll call it erysipelas in broadcasting. After Rush Limbaugh, he calls it EIB here as, you know, excellence in broadcasting. Well, I'll call it aerial syphilis because, you know, swine get every aerial syphilis here. You know, usually if you're going to go ahead and talk about the movement, why, you know, talking about swine, sick swine is about as good here. But I think probably a better, something better starts with E here, you know, for my EIB. Oh, by the way, Lloyd Ridge retard, Jim Giles went ahead and was playing some Flesh Rimblow on the last program I heard. What, woman? You let the poopy dog get in? Yeah, you did. Yeah. It's all poopy dog's fault here. You don't do nothing. I put some shoes in front of it. You got it. Come. Hold on, folks. We have a little technical glitch here in the studio of EIB. Hold on. Oh. All righty. It's a good thing that here at the EIB, we don't stand on ceremony. Erysipelas in broadcasting. I came across that word when I was a kid, and then we sang this song about the swine got the, you know, the swine got the fever and she died of the flu or something like that. Here, I forget what the what it's called here. Yes, you know. Yeah, I mean, what happens is a little bit early. It's a little bit early. Sometimes he goes ahead and he jumps on my lap and he just lays there, a little flea bag. And Roxy was annoyed because he nipped her the other day, and she was going to go ahead and give him a flea bath. That's the best punishment he can have because he hates them flea baths. He hates flea baths. Anyway, so, Jim Giles does do port scans. He does IP scans, and he goes ahead and he looks at it. And I think he probably seen the name of the regional broadband, and that's why he went ahead and disallowed his particular alias. What he's been doing is he's been going ahead and putting all the leaders, all the bottom movement leaders, Covington and even Alex Linder and, you know, Trader Glenn Miller and Tom Metzger, and having them go ahead and break, you know, he has a little jackass. He has a little jackass sound. And in any case,
I'm not going to shut the door. You let him go come in. He's, you know, the door stays open till you open it. Why don't you go ahead and close the door? From that side.
Anyway, you know, I got Roxy off her chair here, so she's taking care of it. Anyway, she's threatening Poopy Dog, you know, but it's too late. She don't want to give him a bath unless I'm in there, too. Anyway, no, Poopy Dog is just, you know, is just a determined little critter. And the thing about it is you've got to go ahead and laugh. You know, at Jim Giles and, oh, my stepdaughter, I mean, when they're determined to get something, they go ahead and they go out and they do get it here. You got to give Jim Giles credit for that. I mean, they do go out and they do get it. And the thing, you know, I mean, I'm surprised that, you know, Jim Giles, he just does not take no for an answer. I mean, he had, you know, he went ahead and contacted Cindy Steele or, you know, the mother-in-law or something like that. He just does not have any, he doesn't have any shame. Neither does my stepdaughter when she's looking for a new meerkat. And neither does Puppy Dog when he wants to go ahead and jump in, you know, Daddy's lap. And the thing about it is that there's something a little bit admirable about, you know, about people who are quite determined, who are quite determined like that.
So, anyway. But, you know, in any case, you know, Hatting, you know, what happens is that Hatting is just a loveless matoid who got on. Essentially, he's making the same point that the feds are making. Now, what I'm trying to tell is, oh, by the way, it looks like it looks like my talk show chat thing is about to go ahead and crap out on me. So, okay. Hey, folks, I'm going to have to... No, looks like I lost TalkShoe's chat here. But hold on, folks, here while I go ahead and try to get back onto it. Okay, folks, back on. So I can go ahead and get TalkShoe Grabber and grab bits and pieces of this, but I prefer to go ahead and save the chat because what happens in the chat is not only a source of interaction with me, it's also pretty well the history of the show when you're going ahead looking at it. And what I do is I place it in a smart secret forum and I go ahead and edit. Because I do a lot of cut and paste as the show goes on here. Now, the reason that I think TalkShoe is pretty well delisted, don't want ordinary wiggers to come across it and then have a big fit and whine and piss and moan about it, is they don't want ordinary wiggers to listen to it. But I have speculated the reason that probably it has, you know, TalkShoe hasn't altogether deleted this show is for the reason that essentially the Jews and the Fibbies and the Zoglings, and everybody else in the movement wants to go ahead and find out what is going on in the movement. And I pretty well tell it like it is, not sparing anybody. Not sparing anybody, including myself. If I make a mistake, I'll go ahead and fess up to it. But anyway, in the case of Covington, you end up having this character named Rob Magnuson. And of all the things, Linder was the one who went ahead and set him right. Now, there's this Donald Pauly who got annoyed because he was being sort of taken place, you know, of it. And a few other people who were all whining about it. But the thing about it is, you know, the thing about it is that Linder's absolutely correct. You see, he's seen the Chester Dole story to where a lawyer will go ahead and save some of our activists from being destroyed by Zog. And from what I gather, they got $50,000 or $75,000. I even contributed $10 in these, I think it was in 2002, 2003, when Pearson pretty well cut Chester Dole's loose. And they got a whole bunch of money, and they gave it to, you know, former Congress critter Bob Barr, who ran as Libertoon presidential candidate, in 2008. And what happens? Well, Bob Barr just takes the money and then goes ahead and pleads him guilty. Could have done that. Chester Doles could have gone ahead and done that, and with the $75,000 or $50,000, could have gone ahead and supported his wife and his children while he was in jail. That's the same thing with Edgar Steele. You end up having this wigger who is a little dweeb who sat by himself, and I'll go ahead and read this thing. Okay. I'll go ahead and read this thing I went ahead and posted to this little dweeb. And, where was I? I'm going to go ahead and leave this, set this computer sort of aside. The one that I'm doing the talk shoot thing on. And what I end up doing is with this particular little wigger, I ended up, let me see. I ended up going ahead and I sent him a message. I'll go ahead first say what it is. I went ahead and created a sock puppet on my forum and then sent it over to Stumble In, Occidental Descent, Original Descent, the Beer Barrel, the Stumble In, came up with this character called Use Edgar Steele. You see, he set up a free Edgar Steele, and he's gotten Edgar Steele's daughter, Kelsey, to be oh so concerned about poor Edgar. But if you go ahead and read his line, is that he was trying to go ahead and pay, have Edgar Steele pay attention to him for years. And Edgar Steele, when he was out of jail, when he was, living free, he couldn't be bothered using this little self-important dweeb. And what he does is I got it quoted here. This is what he said on the VNNF post here. But I have him saying, you all really, 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 really need to listen to me. And why do we need to listen to him? And the reason we all need to listen to him is because he's very, very, very important, and he knows what's best for Edgar Steele. Why? Well, because he managed to convince his daughter to go ahead and pay attention to him. Now, essentially, the letter to VNNF, I have the link, says, I don't appreciate being backed into a corner by people I don't know, particularly by individuals whose motivation and or intention may be good, neutral, or evil. And this dumbass comes in, and pretty well what he's done is he's created something for himself, and now he's telling people what they can or cannot say on different forums. And the thing about it is, Linda was quite correct. Called him a self-serving little dweeb who's pretty well looking for it with an eye for the main chance. And I went ahead and made fun of him. But what gets me is that he claims to be affiliated with Dion Masker. Now, the people who know Dion Masker, she's the wife of Richard Masker, and they run this little patriotic site called Conspiratologist. And there's a lot of people who think the Richard Masker, and he did run, and he did get denounced by Pat Buchanan for racism in 2000 when he was running as a Reform Party candidate. But there are a lot of people who think the Maskers are Zogbots, because what they did is they took in Pastor Richard Butler, which is a good thing, after he lost his father. The bad thing about it is that during Pastor Butler's last years, essentially you end up having people like Rick Spring, a known federal informant and a suspected federal informant at the time. So there's a lot of people, and I went ahead and asked Pastor John Britton what the reality on the ground was, and pretty well, even before this came up, they thought that the Maskers were a bunch of agent provocateurs. So The thing about it is that they go ahead and they sell stuff, and Dion has been known as a super, 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 super big spammer. Fine. This guy is some self-interest little dweeb. Edgar Steele cannot be bothered to pay attention to him And then somehow, just like Jim Giles, he manages to shove himself up to the front. If you go ahead and look at his webpage, gandsnut.net, what you see is you see a little wigger into music or whatever, and I don't really care. But the thing about it is obviously this character did not have a life, and now he's seeking his 15 minutes or 15 seconds or however much of fame. So, as far as the pisser possums are concerned, you always have to worry about pisser possums. But the thing about it is that usually they don't show up like they did last Sunday until after you run Liar Bill DeClueless off. Now, I might get around to Liar Bill DeClueless. Essentially, over on Pisser's Pussy Palace, he's been talking about the real truth about how he wasn't accused of raping his nieces, but rather of raping the niece of his oldest brother that he didn't say a single thing about to me. So the thing about Liar Bill is that he goes ahead and he lies, and then he repeats the lies, then he believes his lies, but essentially you shouldn't believe his lies. He believes his lies, but what he'll do is he'll make up another lie if it suits him, you know, the next minute. So Liar Bill DeClueless is, essentially, he's just a low-level, 85 IQ retard on a good day. And if you have him hanging around, you can't trust him. The same way with Visser. You know, Visser has gone ahead and created a little sock puppet called Seedliner that, you know, me and John Britton call Seed Swallower. And he comes up with this crap about how I'm a child molester and a Zog informant or something like that. He posted it to the page, and I went ahead and deleted the review. But I figured out the previous Sunday that Seedliner was Visser because he went ahead and dropped an LOL. I mean, Visser is actually, you know, I call him a possum because he played dead, but he's very much like a small little criminal. He's like a small little possum. You go ahead and put a lot of pressure on him, he goes ahead and cracks. So it's like September last year when he was going to retire, and he's going ahead, and just like a criminal, what he does is that when he feels the heat is on, or like a possum, he plays dead, like a criminal, he goes ahead and he hides, he lays low for a little while, and then his little nose is up in the air here, and he's stepping around, figuring out when it's okay to resume of life of eating shit and trying to go ahead and grab low-hanging persimmons. So the thing about it is that he's not somebody you really worry about, but he's somebody you always keep an eye on, you know. And that's the sort of people you can't go and trust here. The thing about it is that to me, you know, and I see this to where too much talk about Christian dating nobodies. The problem of it is that to me, the main movement is Christian identity. And what happens is that I've got to go ahead. I mean, what happens among the Nazis? It's always going to happen among the Nazis because the Nazis are screwed up in the head. They've always been screwed up in the head. So them being screwed up in the head like this thing using Edgar Steele or something like that, I mean, what's news? You know, I mean, man, you know, dog bites man, you know, isn't news. Or man bites dogs. You know, dog, that's the news. Well, what happens, Nazis acting like total ass clowns, that ain't news. This really, when I come down to it, you know, with the movement turd, I mean, you know, the picture of a turd is what you end up having when you have a bowel movement. And this is exactly what our wonderful movement is. It's just nothing more than a bowel movement. Never will amount to anything and never has amounted to anything. But for me, what happens among Christian identity, that's core concern. And I have to deal with it right then, right there. If I see healthy or what could be healthy or not too sick Christian identity sheep about to be eaten by jukels, I mean, everything gets put down. Everything gets put down right then and there. Not the fact that pretty well what's going on among the bowel movement. You know, that's not so important here. You see, I don't talk too much about David Duke because, you know, the fact of the matter is, David Duke's a crook. He's always been a crook. Known to be a crook. There are people in the old movement he's not only known as a crook, but, you know, they screw everything. So in order to go ahead and have David Duke at your rally, they used to tell David Duke, okay, David, you're going to stay in the hotel room or the motel room, and we're going to feed you takeout or cheeseburgers or whatever, and you go out of your motel room surrounded by Klan security or whoever. You go directly to the lectern. You give your speech. You hang around for a half hour in the ballroom, shaking hands, making autographs, and then when you get done, David, you go back to the hotel or motel room and stay there, because we can't have you screwing the wives and the mothers and the daughters of everybody around. And that was the problem. That was the problem with David Duke. And everybody knew about it. So me going ahead and saying something about it, it's nothing new, because it's always happened. It's always been the case. Hold on, folks. I lost the chat. I lost the chat line again. Hold on. Okay, folks, I'm back. I went ahead and logged in at the very start. For me, Christian identity among the movement is the core concern. The reason of it is that Christian identity is by far the vast majority of the movement. Now, it's hidden. 99.99999% of Christian identity is hidden in these small 1, 2, and 3 family congregations. In this overall movement, I'm actually talking about, you know, the people who actually matter, and they're less really than a dozen. So I'm talking about Linder, and I'm talking about this new little feeb who came on called Robert Magnuson. He's just another little wigger feeb. In fact, the matter is that under regular circumstances, he would go ahead and drive this guy out. He'd just simply say, hey, I don't need you, and that's exactly how he did. Going ahead and doing it here. Christian ideas, the majority of white nationalism. The thing about it is that, yes, in terms of numbers, in terms of ability, it's usually been the Christian identity who supplied most of the leadership. We're not talking about these people who are, you know, who have a V-Bulletin forum or a web page or anything like that. If you're talking about intellectuals, usually all they produce is just words, 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 words. So like Fade the Butcher, you know, he has a little insight, and every so often he goes ahead and he cycles. He acts up. Now you have a fight between Greg Johnson and Hunter Wallace / Fade the Butcher, and it's just a pissant thing here. It doesn't really matter. I mean, a bunch of intellectuals going out at each other hammer and tongs is like two eunuchs going after each other with a wet noodle. It don't really mind anything. The thing about it is there's always been, no. Don Black, Christian Dandy, nope. He hates Christian Dandy. That's why he goes ahead and allows Clint Downey to run wild. Okay? So, looks like I've lost chat again here. Well, we will see. The Aryan Nations people, it depends on which one. I went ahead and listened to Bradley Jenkins, and Bradley Jenkins is trying to go ahead and form a compound or something like that and get, you know, for $5,000 and buy some acreage in Tennessee, he's going to go ahead and have creatards there, have the NSM there. And the answer is, yes, the NSM, the creatards will go ahead and use it. But the fact of the matter is, the creatards, they worship a dead Jew on a deck, and they hate Christian identity. There are some blonde creatards. There are some blonde, blue-eyed creatards, but most of them are Mamzers, and they have a lot wrong with them. And you can't go ahead and trust them. So, in the case of Paul Mullett, I don't really have a fight with Paul Mullett because I've been quite glad that I've never allied with Paul Mullett. But from what I gather, he got quite extensive criminal record, and he just goes ahead and lives off of donations. You don't have a real job. Now, we neither do I, but at least I have a $10,000 inheritance a year. So I don't have to have a job. But all these other people, why they don't have any known means of support, and you wonder where they get the support. And the answer of it is that a lot of time they get it from Zog. Sort of like Alex Linder. Alex Linder has never been able to go ahead and pay for himself. Never, ever. He has never, ever been able to pay for himself. Why not? Answer? He was never able to pay for himself. When Pierce was alive, Pierce went ahead and gave him money. Billy Roper didn't give him enough money. So here comes Trader Glenn Miller, and Trader Glenn Miller got plenty of money. So he goes ahead and abandons Billy Roper. He goes with Trader Glenn Miller. And so many things. You go ahead and you follow the money. Show me the money, like Jerry Maguire said. In any case. Yeah, I was in the movement, you know, in the days of the 2400K, of the 2400K bottom. Actually, I was in the movement in 1994, the year after Waco. I got arrested for obstruction up in Joplin for chewing ass on this FBI guy named Robert Ressler. And pretty well after that, I never looked back here. I just became a hardcore after that. So I guess you could say really, in some way or form, I've been in since 93. But I go ahead and say 94 is when I, you know, got in the movement here. And that, you had the internet, but you didn't really have the internet being popular until this guy named Andrea created Netscape 1.0, where you had a graphical web page. And pretty well Mosaic and Firefox was pretty well the end result of Netscape. At the very beginning, I remember when Bill Gates said, the internet's not going to amount to anything. So, no, I'm 52. So, anyway, what Linder says is that Linder might be right. But the thing about it is, what it cost, you know, it costs $1,000, yeah, that might very well be correct. But the problem is that, you know, yes, he ends up having probably a dedicated server to run essentially a vBulletin for him, vBulletin board for him. And vBulletin is pretty powerful. It's rather beautiful. It's rather powerful. But the thing about it is where does Linder go ahead and get the money to run this other stuff? Now, William Pierce went ahead, and when William Pierce set him up, he went ahead and paid Linder Linder created a lot of people amused as heck that he was saving money by living in his granny's basement in Kirksville. I don't know if granny's still alive or not, but the fact of the matter is that, well, this is a heck of a deal. I don't know, chat doesn't seem to want to work for me at all, you know, very much. So, in fact, it seems to work worse for me when I've logged in as Pastor Lindstedt than when I haven't. And that's pretty crappy. But where was I? What you end up is that I'm just going to go ahead and I'm not going to sweat about this. You know, I'm not going to sweat about the stupid thing about the chat here. I mean, if it is, if it's in, it's in. If it ain't, it ain't. Because I sort of, See, the reason it talks to you is that I like it for the chat, and I like it for the anonymity. I don't really want to go ahead and have everybody know who's on, although Zog might very well know. I don't want people to go ahead and know. I do respect people's anonymity, really do. So that's why I like, you know, that's why I like to talk to you. But where was I? Yeah, I'm getting off because I'm worried. You know, I'm going to have to worry about, you know, essentially saving the stupid chat here. I'm going to go ahead and buy another computer. You know, buy another Toshiba. And having Roxy go ahead and cut and paste for me. Have to go ahead and train her well. Usually about this time she wants to go ahead and go to bed, though. Anyway, where was I? This little dweeb named Magnuson comes in, and the only one who goes ahead and has some sense of all people is Linder. And Linder's absolutely right. When it comes down to what Edgar Steele has to do is he's got to go ahead and have his wife be in line for him. He's the one. You know, he's the one who needs to go ahead and work on this sort of thing. And if you end up going ahead and have some little dweeb talk about how you need to put in $200,000 to $300,000 to pay for a high priced lawyer, all that does is take all this money, $200,000 to $300,000, out of the movement. What little is left, he goes ahead and tells people who he tells Zog, who has gone ahead and sent it. And essentially, all it does is take this money out of the movement. You know, see, what gets me is that if Edgar Steele had really been as well loved as he thought he would, rather than spend $45,000 on silver, which would be stolen by his hillbilly handyman, or by Zog, what he should have done is go ahead and create, with that $45,000, a bunch of people. He could have probably got four. He could have found four people like me, each running a web page, living on $9,000 cash and essentially spending $1,000 for internet service and for web pages and everything like that and blogs. He could have created himself quite a network to where Zog would have gone ahead and been screwed by it. Wouldn't have dared to do it, you know, do this sort of thing. But instead, like all lawyers, he goes ahead and he looks for, you know, out for himself. Having a big head, he goes ahead and makes enemies of Judas Roid Rage Retard Giles and a number of other people. Was there any sense to that? No. But Edgar was real strong and real tough. And what I'm saying is that when Edgar Steele showed up in 2000, he did not do a very good job of representing Richard Butler. But Butler was probably screwed in any case. See, in Idaho, you have to pay money in order to go ahead and actually defend yourself as a defendant. Idaho law screwed that way. I haven't seen any other state like it. I know because I was trying to help a friend, John Britton's sister, you know, on a bogus bill collected by this little Jew lawyer who's grinning like a, you know, collection lawyer who's grinning like a little shit-eating possum here. He's screwing the municipal judge here, and she's giving him everything he wants here. Folks, Zog is not going to give you a fair break. And the thing about it is what's going to go ahead and scare the Zoglings is that, hey, all this crap you've gone ahead and passed, you've gone ahead and done away with your constipation. You've done away with your bill of goods. So essentially we're going to do to you exactly whatever you've gone ahead and done to us. But you end up having this little dweeb. He shows up and he goes ahead and uses Edgar Steele's little daughter, Kelsey. And he is not going to go ahead and listen to people who have actually spent some time in jail. If I could interject, I'm going ahead and read from his little stupid letter. I have interest from the next thing here. I have 100-some posts on Stormfront. I have 1,800-some posts on Stormfront. I'm late bloomer over on Stormfront. Well, hey, look, this dipshit has no life outside the freaking net. Did any of his 1,800-some posts create anything? No. Did he create his own webpage? Well, yes, he creates his own webpage, and nobody reads a damn thing. Because essentially, it's all about a little dweeb who nobody really gives a crap about except himself. He goes on, and he bitches over on Lenders Forum. How dare you go ahead and talk about the case? You're causing trouble. Anyway, he goes ahead and says, I reside in Spokane, Washington, 1.25 from Edgar Steele's home. I help out www.conspiratology.com website stuff because I volunteered in 2004 to do so. Yes, Ms. Dion Masker owns Conspiratology. Ms. Masker has known Edgar and City Steele on a face-to-face basis considerably longer than the 7 years I resided in Spokane. Yes. Because they were taking care of Pastor Richard Butler. After Burton Ely was pretty well beaten up real badly by Idaho pigs to where he went ahead and fled the country, from what I gather, from a drunk driving charge. What happens to pig, people said, if we can only get a couple millionaires to go ahead and pay money. Well, hey, Bertolini and Story, they went ahead and had a couple $1 million, and they went ahead and supposedly paid for a house for Butler to live in after he got run out, which is rather stupid. They should have just simply put him up in a motel or something. Or put him up in a Christian Identity family's house and pretty well paid most of the money. But hey, the pigs went ahead, from what I gather, beat Bertolini real bad. I don't know what happened to the story, but they had money. But the cops went ahead and beat the crap out of them. Made Bertolini flee the country, from what I gather. That's the way Zod operates. So all your little money and the rest ain't going to help you none, okay? None of it's going to help you none. The only thing that's going to help you something here against Zod is if you're willing to go ahead and pay Zod back in the same coin that they went ahead and gave you. If Zod goes ahead and destroys your family like I do, don't whine about freeing the children. It's like a snake has gone ahead and eaten your little ducks. What do you do? Well, you ain't going to make the snake regurgitate back here. What you do is you kill every single fucking snake. And you kill every single fucking snake's kids. And you do to that snake what he's done to yours. There is no higher law than what you do is that for every tooth, you knock out another tooth. For every eye, there's an eye. But better yet, since they're the ones that started, you knock out all their teeth, and you poke out all their eyes, and you skin out all their hides. Because they're the ones that started the shit. I was talking to this one guy, Buck. Well, never mind, don't need to say his name. And the thing about is that I went ahead and told him about how King Theodoric the Great, who was an Ostrogothic king who ruled over Rome, he conquered Rome in the late 400s and early 500s. And you know how he dealt with perjurers? He went ahead and took that perjurer, the one who went ahead and made the false complaint, made the false statement or something like that. If he caught the perjurer, what he would do is he would take that perjurer. And what he'd do is he'd take that perjurer's family who made the false report. He'd take his father and his mother, his wife and his children, and his relatives, and he'd pull the guts out of the perjurer's children, his father, his mother, his sister, his brothers, and then he'd strangle that perjurer on a rope made from the intestines of that perjurer. And lest you people say, oh, that's awful. That's evil. No. King Theodoric simply didn't want to go ahead and deal with a bunch of liars who was using the government in order to steal on behalf. And that's what you end up having to do with these prosecuting attorneys. That's what you have to do with these judges. You have to skin them alive. You have a prostitute who goes ahead and tells lies? Well, you make him print a retraction. You give him the option of printing a retraction, and what happens is that he tattoos the retraction on his own hide and that of his family. And then if you don't agree with it, you take a branding iron, and you brand the retraction with the branding iron upon the lying prostitute's hide. And then you skin out the hide, and you turn that newsroom into a public outhouse. That's how Yahweh went ahead and dealt with Baal priests. He had no use for tyrants and criminals, and neither should we. But the fact of the matter is that we want to go ahead and we want to whine, and we want to, you know, whine about our civil rights and the rest of it here. And I've seen this crap in the movement. It don't mean anything. But anyway, this little dweeb goes on, says, I met Mr. Steele once in a private setting, once in a public venue. Both times I had the great fortune to chat, to discuss. I find him an extraordinary thinker, very perceptive, sophisticated, funny, and personally accessible. I emailed him, volunteering my assistance with his conspiracy, penpal.com, and other efforts, mostly because I'm a geek and I live close to him. Today he has not taken me up on my offers. When Edgar Steele was able to go ahead and pick and choose, he would have help him. He didn't choose this dweeb. This dweeb has gone ahead and, you know, pushed himself to the head of the pack. That's exactly what the hell he's done. And as a result, nobody in their right mind should pay much attention to him. None. It's stupid to go ahead and help some little dork who you never heard of before, who's shoving his way into there. I mean, that way lies Asian provocateurness. If you don't know this person, and somebody just shows up and says, hey, I'm going to go ahead and fix on your webpage, what would you think about that? And the answer of it is, you think, well, hey, he wants to go ahead and have access to my webpage. He says he's going to work on it. Well, guess what? You can put a trapdoor in it. You can put a Trojan horse in it. He can do whatever the heck he wants to it. And to you. Folks, don't trust people you don't hardly know. If you don't know them, you better leave them be, if you have any sense. Or if you don't have any sense, then what you're going to do is you're going to find out that what's going to happen to you isn't going to be pretty. So in short, this character, nobody heard of before, has shoved his way to the top, and Linder pretty well sent him packing. And Linder was right to do so, because Linder is absolutely correct. I've gone ahead. Of all the people in the wonderful bowel movement, I predicted that Edgar Steele would not get bond. Well, it's guaranteed in your constipation and bill of goods. Well, yeah. Yeah. What sort of guarantee is that? When Zog doesn't go ahead and honor it. When the very people go ahead and benefit from a little scrap of toilet paper, which supposedly gives them the legitimacy to rule, and they don't obey it, well, essentially, as they look at it, it's a social contract, but they're not the ones who have to go ahead and pay off on it. They don't care what happens to you. They're not the ones who's going to go ahead and honor it. They have no intention of honoring their so-called social contract, do they? No, they don't. They don't care. And why should they? Because what you did is you said that, hey, we're going to go ahead and let them have power over us. But yet you're not going to go ahead and hold them responsible with their lives, with their fortunes, with their honor, with everything that they have. You're not going to go hunt down these regime criminals. You're not going to end their bloodline. You're not going to go ahead and do what needs to be done in order to keep these people on the straight and narrow. I have a bunch of people in Newton County. They're all running for office here. About every single one of them is a politician who has screwed me over one way or the other. And I hate every single one of them. And I'll have to go ahead and talk about, you know, what they did. And I will. But the fact of the matter is we're living in a nation of wiggers who don't obey any law, who don't do anything other than whatever the hell they feel like doing at the time. Evil, stupid, vicious people. And if you trust them, you're a fool. If you trust them, you're an idiot. Because there's nothing good about these people at all. Not at all. Well, it looks like TalkShoe Chat. I got the thing screwed up. I got this TalkShoe Chat screwed up real bad to where I can't do anything with it. Hold on. I'm going to go ahead and try to get on using the other computer. Hold on, folks. I'm very well seeing the downside of TalkShoe. The downside of TalkShoe is that it's buggy. I'm going to go ahead and join as a guest. I'm going to go ahead and join as a guest this other character, and it says that Pastor Linsta is in on the call. But, let me go ahead and save this. Okay. Hold on. Yeah, TalkShoe is just a rather goofy program. You can't go ahead and trust it one bit. Let me see. Okay. Go ahead. I can't really multitask very good. Wish I had a number of things to where I could go ahead and do two or three type things at once here, different. Wish I had another set of arms, too. But let's see. Okay. It might be because I have a crappy, you know, I might be having a little bit of internet connection too, you know, problems too, folks. That might be exactly the problem that I'm having. So it might be a slow internet connection. But shoot, looks like I'm having a problem over here. Yeah, looks like I'm having a, yeah, looks like I'm having a problem with my internet connection tonight, folks. So, might not, you know, might have to just go ahead and talk here till, until the internet comes back on, because it's not acting very good. Okay. Hold on, folks. All right. Okay, I'm going to try to get the thing working on the other computer. I'm going to try to get it working here on this other computer. Who's Daisy Duke? I don't know. where was I? We go to Edgar Steele. Okay. In the Edgar Steele thing, I went ahead and, same time he was fighting with Linder, I went ahead and sent an open letter to www.freeedgarsteele.com. Hello, webmaster. And I tell him that I work on the NNF here, and I say, I was locked up in that house for 3.5 years on a bogus child molestation charge, which fell apart because my grandson refused to lie against me. I refused to accept any lawyer and showed the courts nothing but contempt, and after 5 years of hell, I don't have much of a family left, but I do have an oath to Yahweh to do my living best to send every single zogling and their spawn screaming to hell, and I will not be forsworn. Now, I think that you and Edgar are foolish in trying to get a lawyer. Edgar needs to represent himself, say nothing in advance, tipping off these Zog cocksuckers as well as defense will be, and let the chips fall where they may. What Yahweh will be. And I've seen pretty well what Edgar Steele supposedly went ahead and wrote as a letter. And when he goes ahead and he writes something like that, a lot of people immediately go ahead and pick holes in the story. So by going ahead and releasing what you say you're going to go ahead and defend or how you're going to go ahead and use it, even if you're not on the stand, you're telling Zog what you're going to have to do, and then in order for them to go ahead and get a conviction, they'll do just like what they're doing to your wife, to where they're saying that you are threatening your wife, you're tampering with your wife as a witness. No, Zog is tampering with Edgar Steele's wife as a witness. So, look, Edgar, your best bet is to say nothing. Don't talk to the other prisoners. Don't talk to yourself in your little cell. Edgar Steele probably has a private room. He probably is locked up in a cell with a camera, all to himself, and essentially the time is going ahead and passing by. And they want to go ahead and try him real quick, but, you know, his public pretender said, no, we got to go through all this crap that you allowed him to get to separate what he's been saying to his clients and everybody else. Now, notice, as a lawyer, he ends up getting a special privilege to Zog. So Edgar can't get over being a special character, a special lawyer. Now, I go ahead and with the letter, it says, I went and confronted that roid-raged retard, Judas Jopp, for shitting on Edgar Steele every day for 3 days and weeks in a row. Actually, I've made fun of Edgar Steele and called him the Wigger Whimper, and he has called me batshit insane, but I've always respected Edgar's way of whooping them Wiggers even when we don't agree. I actually do think Edgar is innocent, but since Edgar is a hero of the resistance, it really doesn't matter much to me because I'm the sort who wants to use the Great Tribulation to kill 150 million Uyghurs and all the Jews and niggers and beaners. Still don't have access to, to talk to chat. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to go ahead and shut down the computer. You shut down the thing altogether. And I'll have to go ahead and log back on here because, hey, there's something wrong. There's something wrong with it. Probably what I should have done is I should have just gone ahead and shut down both computers and logged back on before. So chat is probably going to be a matter of chat grabber tonight. So I'm going to go ahead and do the show, rather than worry about stupid crap, that I don't really have any say over. Okay? Alrighty. So I'm going ahead looking at this thing here. North Government Way, number 114 to 22. I wouldn't send anything that, is going to 6648 North Government Way. It sort of sounds like they got their priorities sort of mixed up to me. But where was I? Anyway, where was I? I'm going ahead and reading my letter. I go ahead and say, you can see my forum, Christian Nationalist, the whitenationalist.org/forum. Now, see, I'm looking on BNNF. I'm certainly not working as Pastor Wednesday because, hey, Linder would kick my ass off in a second here. IP banned me, so is little meerkat Varg. They don't like what I have to say about them. Now, I think it's the truth, and they've never really want, they're just like Pisser and the rest here. They whine and scream that I've lied about them, but they don't want to go ahead and actually discuss, okay, where did I lie about you? In any case, I told him he could go ahead and join my, forum, Christian Nationalist, but I think it would be best if you use the username Free Edgar Steele and post only what you post elsewhere so you can't be accused of siding with me. See, this character, he wanted... he asked. He asked me, begged me, pissed me, moaned for a whole bunch of movement bulletin boards to join him under his banner, Free Edgar Steele. Now what happened? This character didn't want to go ahead and actually work in coalition with other people to free Edgar Steele. All this Wigger wants to do, essentially, is that Edgar Steele didn't pay a bit of attention to him. And he's gone ahead and he shoved himself to the front. And now he's demanding to go ahead and be the one who works things out. Now, the thing about it is, it's not going to work that way. I said, I disagree with your strategy. Much as I hate to admit, by the way, I went ahead and told him, don't give Dion Masker my email or forum address, because Dion Masker has had a bad history for the past 15 years of spamming everybody with their conspiratology crap here. And generally what it boils down to is that the Black Hawk helicopters from Mars is about to come down and suck up our brains through a straw and rape all our cattle and kill all our buffalo. And, do all sorts of stuff. And the fact of the matter is that she has a bad habit of spamming stuff here. And I don't know if there's dog bots or not, but a lot of people do think they are because, hey, toward the end, Butler was not allowed to pretty well run wild or run free. Essentially, they kept a big eye and they kept a hard eye on Butler. They had him under Rick Spring and his wife, and they were stealing. All sorts of stuff. They were stealing membership lists and sell them to the SPLC and the One People's Project and the rest here. So as a result, there were a lot of people who thought that the Maskers were helping keep an eye on Butler. And Billy Roper, you know, Billy Roper was taking Butler around for the tour along with Rick Spring, his bodyguard, and the rest of usually local dual seed line Christian Dancy people. But you got to wonder, where did they get the money to do that sort of thing? You see, it all comes down to money. No, it don't cost very much to go ahead and run things on the Internet. $1,000 a year? I can believe that. But the problem of it is what you do when, you know, you can't go ahead and count for, you can't go ahead and count for this money. What do you do then? What if you don't know where this stuff is, you know, happening? What if you don't know where these people end up getting the money? If you don't know about who you're with, you're taking one heck of a chance, aren't you? And the answer, of course you are. It's not wise to run around with your head up your ass in a dangerous world. Not at all. In any case, let me see. Where was I? I'm trying to go ahead and save something here. I'm trying. You know, I got this other computer booted up. So, let's see. Got this other computer booted up. And eventually it'll go ahead and log on, I hope. Anyway, looks like, you better shut the door yourself. Old puppy dog, he wants to join daddy. So, anyway, he's sort of beating at the door. Sort of like Jim Giles and my stepdaughter. Anyway, where was I? If you don't know who you're with, then you're going to end up having all sorts of unpleasant surprises here. Anyway, this character who nobody knew before has pretty well got himself up to the head, you know, to the top of the list. And now he's in with a whole bunch of people. You got to wonder, where did this character show up from? Where did this guy come from? Who is he? If you don't know who he is, then you do have something to worry about, don't you? That is the problem. Okay. I'm going to go ahead and click this. All right. Well, I've pretty well lost chat, folks. Pretty well lost chat tonight, so I'm not going to worry about it. Anyway, I'm going to worry about doing the program. So anyway, going on, I point out is I disagree with your strategy, because his strategy is to try to go ahead and get 20,000 people to send $10 a piece for $200,000 to $300,000. So in other words, do you think Zog would like to know who these 20,000 people are, or 30,000? The answer is sure Zog would. What does Edgar Steele need now? The answer is, what Edgar Steele needs now is to go ahead and ditch his public pretender. Well, I can't go ahead and do my case while I'm locked up. Well, yeah, that's the whole purpose. That's the whole purpose, is that they do not want you going ahead and doing your own case. They certainly don't want you doing your own case. Well, it looks like I'm back up on TalkShoe. Anyway. Oh, get my sites back. Oh, by the way, somebody went ahead and said get my sites back. Folks, you can go to Aryan-Nations-Mo.org, and Pastor Linsta is up there. Now, I don't have the blog yet. I don't have the forum yet. But what I did is that I got a bill for $15. I called them up and pretty well asked them when the next bill was due, and it was due today, so I got an invoice today, and I owe $14.97. So, folks, if you want to look up, you know, the website of PastorLinsta.org, go to Aryan, A-R-Y-A-N, -nations-mo.org. And you go ahead and see the Pastor Winston site. And what I'll do is I'll go ahead and try to get my forum up, and I'll try to go ahead and get my blog back up. And what I'll do is I'll try to start the Aryan Nations and get a number of these talk show posts. Not only mine, but maybe a few others, by Harold Covington and by a few others. And I will get this thing up, okay? But I have to go ahead and do the show now. But anyway, getting on to Edgar Steele. Edgar Steele needs to go ahead and represent himself, and you need to go ahead, and Linda's right. You need to go ahead and get the wife saying, hey, Edgar didn't do this. All you did is just make this crap up here, and you're threatening Edgar Steele, and you're charging him with tampering with me as a witness. No, you're using me as a witness. You're trying to go ahead and have me testify against my husband. I don't believe my husband did this. I don't believe that's his voice. But you have all these people, you know, like this Hadding Mattoid. You've got to hire an expert, to go ahead and go against the government's experts. And Jerry Spence had it right when he wrote these books about 20 years ago. Is that all it is just one whore against the other. You just have an expert witness whore saying, oh, yes, he did. Oh, no, he didn't. Oh, yes, he did. Oh, no, he didn't. So then the jury is supposed to go ahead. Which expert are they going to side with the government? So, you know, experts. In order to, you know, you have to present a stark choice. The government went ahead, got this little crook to claim they planted a bomb. Now you have him in there. He's a liar. He's a snitch. He's a thief. And essentially, you've gone ahead and, you know, claimed that I'm tampering with my wife just by telling her that she needs to say that it wasn't my voice. It wasn't me. Edgar loves me. He's not trying to blow me up. And what you do is you go ahead, you make it a claim of people against Zog. Timothy McVeigh could have gone ahead and destroyed the credibility of Zog in Oklahoma City if he just simply said it, hey, Zog knew I was coming. Zog wanted me to go to Elohim City. Wanted me to go ahead and blame it on Christian identity. Zog wanted me to do this, and Zog wanted me to do that. And what you do is that you do not. You go ahead and make Zog the guilty party, even though Zog doesn't want to be. But going ahead and hiring some lawyer to go ahead and plead you out, like with Chester Doles, all you do is lose the money. Zog gets to go ahead and find out this little weasel or whatever, or little weasels or whatever, little false front, who sent the money, who sent the letters. Edgar Steele, you know, when I was in jail, I really wasn't allowed to spend over, when it came down to it, more than so much on letters and postage and stamps, and I wasn't allowed to keep more than so much. I was pretty well set to myself here. They didn't, you know, they didn't want the other prisoners talking to me and me going ahead and giving them legal advice. You know, and my legal advice consists of get your damn public pretenders and make them go ahead and fight for every single one. You see, if Zog goes ahead and finds you guilty when you're an innocent man, you have every right to hunt down the members of the jury and exterminate their families. Because they chose to believe a lie. You have every right to go ahead and exterminate every single policeman, every single lawyer, every single judge, every single politician. Because when it comes down to it, the government's life is not more important than yours if you're a Christian Israelite. If it's going to go ahead and come to a choice of you living, or 150 million Uyghurs living, who are you going to choose? The answer of it is that your life is not safe at all as long as any Uyghur lives. There's this character. I go ahead, and he calls me every so often. He has a bunch of friends, and he goes ahead, and he says, well, they're my friends. And every single time, talk to his friends here, and they're just a bunch of wiggers. Talked to one last night. His name was Joe. I was in Christian Identity from 1994. I was in it longer than you were. I said, when were you in it? I said, no, 1969. What do you mean? Well, when I was 11 years old, just a few weeks before my 12th birthday, my dad went ahead and took me to Herbert Armstrong's church. And yes, it was British Israelite based. Wasn't dual seed line. But essentially, by listening to all these sermons, whether I liked to or not, I got quite a Christian identity education. It's been with me since I've been 11 years old. I estimate I've had 2,000 hours of Christian identity, albeit one seed line, religious education. And this wigger says, well, hey, I don't like the way it is. I got into it in 1994. That's when that's when Christian identity was Christian identity, but now everybody's gone ahead. They turned into Judaizers, and I said, what do you mean? Well, what happens? They say we're under the law of Moses. I said, well, we are under the law of Yahweh. And part of that is, as Moses went ahead and said. And it comes on to where, hey, we don't, you don't go ahead and sacrifice, because you don't sacrifice animals, and because you don't do this, you don't do that, you don't circumcise. Well, you're a hypocrite because you claim to be under Moses. And I said, no, you're some Baptist or Pentecostal wigger. And this worthless bastard went ahead and said, that was nuts. Just like the rest of this character's friends, except for Sword Mamzer. He was a little Mamzer. He's creeping in there. He sounds nuts. He called me a child molester, too, here. The problem of it is that you end up having 150 million wiggers, and every single wigger, when it comes down to it, he'll go back on what the Jew thinks. He'll go back to Jew think, and he'll go back to Zog think, and he will support Zog. And your life is not secure as long as 150 million wiggers are alive. They've got to die before 10 million white men who come out of wiggerdom can be safe. And like I tried to tell this guy, I was a wigger. And every single day, and it's easier, because I've kept my patch weeded of wiggerdom. But you've got to go ahead and deal sternly with every little wigger, every little internal wigger, when you've been programmed to do it. You've got to deal with your internal wigger. You've got to beat that wigger down. You don't feed your little wigger, because that wigger will kill you. That wigger will go ahead and side with the children of Satan against the children of Yahweh. And if you're seen with the children of Satan, then you will get what you deserve. But I went ahead and went on. I look forward to your response. I'm not exactly a big friend or fan of Edgar Steele, but he knows me, and I want him to beat this bogus Steele rap. In order to do this, Edgar needs to dump the public pretender, not feed the Lawyers Guild or give Zog Courts any legitimacy, and start making it quite clear that this is altogether set up regardless of what Zog tries to prove. And of all people, the Got Sick Weedle Weasel, Jew Ass Cancer, Alex Winters, it's the same thing. You see, you don't fight Zog, you don't fight in Zog Courts by Zog's rules. That's why I got sent to a nut house, because I was going to be an unruly defendant. I was going to accept a public defender. I wasn't going to go ahead and know my place as they tried to have me found guilty of child molestation and sent to prison. If I'd accepted a public defender, they've gone ahead and gone along with this little video production to where, hey, here's my grandson, and essentially they're telling him, hey, you're going to go ahead and be sent home to a house full of niggers and raped up the ass. You don't go ahead and say that, Papa kissed your penis when you were five. The fact of the matter is, the only way to go ahead and, cure Zog of doing that shit. See, every time I see somebody who says that I need to be sent back to the nut house, I'm looking at a wigger. I'm looking at a wigger that needs to die before I can be saved. That's why every time I see somebody who calls me a child molester, I go ahead and note him and note his family. and figure out that he's going to die from the one disease that's going to be left in the books if I have my way of mental illness. And the only mental illness there's going to be is pig lice testicle eating syndrome. Yes, people will still be fucked up in the head, but chances are in the hard time ahead, if they're not conversant with reality in their own way, Uyghurs are never conversant with reality. Uyghurs live in denial. But in case, what you do is that you figure out what side's here. It's not a matter of good or evil or innocence. It's a matter of which side you're on. You're either on Yahweh's side, you're either on the white side, or you're a Uyghur on the side of the spawn of Satan. Folks, the Jews didn't do all this crap that we've done to ourselves by allowing this, by cowardice. Uyghurs have done what has happened to Uyghurs. And now the only reason there's a stop to it is because, guess what? Uyghurs can't even support themselves anymore, much less the Jews and the niggers and the rest. There's a lesser standard of living. And like I said, if Yahweh decides that Edgar Steele dies a hero of the revolution at the hands of Zog and a jury of Uyghurs and Muds, then so be it. Then went on, when it comes time to try Zoglings and regime criminals, every single time they will be found guilty when it is they's turn at the wheel. So it does no good to plead or beg or expect mercy from Zog or Zoglings. What goes around will come around. And stern payback is what and how they will be broken if they desire to pull any more of their shit when it comes around to them. Give up worshiping the constipation, the bill of goods, and start worshiping Yahweh. Next time you see Edgar, tell him hello from the Christian Identity people, and that we're praying for him, even though he didn't do that good job for Pastor Butler. Even though Butler was toast anyway. Hail Victory, Pastor Martin Luther Dzerzhinsky, toasted. Church of Jesus Christ Christian, Aryan Nations of Missouri. WhiteNationalist.org/forum. Folks, in my time in the bowel movement, I was listening to Ambassador 88, a.k.a. Aryan Nations Radio, a.k.a. Bradley Jenkins. And this Bradley Jenkins, who's working for Paul Mullett. Essentially what boils down to is he got the whiner. We have to have white civil rights thing. We're not about hate. We're not about this here. Folks, whining to niggers and Jews that you want to have equal rights with a nigger or Jew is a total freaking waste of time. You see, the nigger and the Jew, they used to whine when they were no longer in power, when they were not in power, and say, hey, we need to be treated like all of you. We need to be treated right. We need to be treated fairly. And the fact of the matter is that the entire time, just like Aristotle predicted 2,500 years ago, is that the master will first demand to be made, the slave will be first to be made to be made, the equal of the master. And then once he's made the equal of the master, he will demand to be the new master. Things have not changed in 2,500 years, and like I was reading in the last show, things have not changed with Uyghurs in 3,500 years when I was talking about Gideon. Your average Uyghur, even while he is being sent to death here, will whine to the Jew and the nigger and the other Uyghur that he wants to have his rights, and then that's not going to happen. So what did this Uyghur do? He went ahead and cleared my comments from his webpage, asking for help. I offered help. I just pretty well told him what I think I'd do. You see, unlike all these people who went ahead and got found guilty, I never collaborated with Zog's court. I had nothing but contempt for Zog's court every single time. And as a result, yes, I got sent to the nut house for 2.5 years because I wouldn't accept a public pretender. And yes, I got illegally doped up until I found a brand new quack who decided that, hey, it's time to get rid of me, get somebody in the bed, who in the hospital bed or the nut house bed who really needed it, And what he did is he took me out to dope, and therefore there was no reason to keep me at the nut house no more. No excuse for doing so. Okay? But let me go ahead and repeat what this stupid wigger, you know, Robert Magnuson, who just shows up all of a sudden, had to say, I'm looking for the letter right now here, the response. FES admins. And what happens, this guy who's an admin, I'm going to let a whole bunch of people be admins. No, he didn't. He's a little wigger who wants to take it all to himself. Hello, I've read and reread your feedback. Sorry, I'm having an incredibly hard time understanding what you write. Is there a location where your thoughts and comments are presented in plain English? Look, waiter, every single one of you plays the same little dodge of, guess what? Linstead is using words that I've never heard of, but I know they're pejorative. Therefore, I'm going to claim that English is what I say it is. What happens is that English is what I say it is. And like this Joe the other day, you don't know me. Yeah, I know you. There's 150 million of you. I also know that every single wigger, the wonderful thing about wiggers, like my friend Pastor John Britton says, is that they think they're the only ones. Let's take off from this here little Winnie the Pooh thing about tiggers. You know, the wonderful thing about tiggers is that I'm the only one. Well, every single wigger thinks he's the only one. He thinks he's invented masturbation because obviously he wasn't taught at the Jocelyn Elders High School. So, yes, he invented masturbation. And what happens is the English is what he thinks it is. What happens is that an English major, there's no use for an English major. I despise English majors. I despise English teachers. And English majors and teachers despise the English language. It's just something for a drone to go ahead and take in order to go ahead and become an English teacher and sweat out any love of the English language and of expression among these little wigger kids who are sent to become wiggers in the wigger factory. It was up to me, I'd go ahead and lobotomize every single one of these parasites. Because the fact of the matter is they hate English. Whenever you see an English, you know, major here, you'd think that novels and stuff like that would be written by English majors. No. They hate writing English. All they do is exist is to go ahead and make sure that other people don't write in English. I love, just like J.R. Tolkien and the rest, I love using puns and allusions and similes. And if I have time, I usually try to write with a double meaning and even a triple meaning for people, depending on where they are, to go ahead and get something back on it here. In fact, Mary, here's a swigger. Pretty well saying, hey, can you speak to me in plain English? Well, yeah, there's a Linstead English dictionary, and there's been a few jokes about that, and I have it on my own webpage. In 2005, somebody went while I was in the nut house and translated, and I've gone ahead and come up with more words. In fact, of the movement, I think I've come up with the most new words, or in many cases, I've popularized old ones made by somebody else when they're useful. But going on with the swigger, you say I don't want him to beat this bogus rap, and I actually do think Edgar is innocent, yet elsewhere say I've made fun of Edgar Steele and called him the wigger whimper. Two positives and two negatives. Net score, zero. Look, you sanctimonious little cocksucker who just showed up. You're a little dweeb who Edgar Steele, in his prime, and when he was able to, didn't want anything to do with you. So now that he's down and out, you go ahead and show up and you try to go ahead and get his his daughter, who is desperate to have somebody save her daddy. And she goes ahead and sees that the bowel movement really don't much care for him, just wants to go ahead and use him. And so she latches onto you. Look, dumbass, whether or not I love Edgar Steele or not, doesn't really matter. You see, for all your talk about what you know what he feels like when he's in jail, I doubt, dumbass, you've spent a single day in jail. You don't know anything about jail life. You don't know how to go ahead and maintain your sanity and maintain a positive mental attitude and a will to resistance. The fact of the matter is, if all went ahead and accused you of anything, you'd probably roll up, you stupid bastard. And here you are, yap, 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 yap. And see, you're a little man of the kind that I've seen so many like. You give them a little bit of power, especially usurp power, and it goes to their little brains. You present yourself as a pastor. It seems like you're strong advising, semicolon. Edgar needs to dump the public pretender, not feed the lawyer's guild, or give Zog course to illegitimacy, and start making it quite clear that it's all the guild set up, regardless of what Zog tries to prove. He goes ahead and says, advice is easy, in this case, obligation-free on your part. Pretending Mr. Steele followed your advice to letter you still convicted and sentenced, yours is a pretty casual brush off. Well, look, you stupid cocksucker. Timothy Veigh had a lawyer. I went ahead and knew somebody who actually went to school with this character. He said he was real bright. What happened to Timothy Veigh? Well, actually, nobody really does know here. There's a lot of people who think he's still running around here and he played his part. Essentially, Tim Veigh got sentenced to death, didn't he? He got a lawyer, didn't he? Real good one. Eric Rudolph, he went ahead. He's living a hard life. Matt Hale, Edgar Steele went ahead and, said this is a real good lawyer, and that lawyer went ahead and set up Matt Hale. Didn't even bother to call Matt Hale as a witness. Folks, these lawyers, all they do is that they serve Zog. They're master of the court. If you go ahead and look at their little oath of loyalty, it isn't to you, the client. It's to Zog, to make Zog look good. Just like any other regime here. The thing about it is, though, is when people learn that the regime is absolutely crooked here and that there is absolutely nothing to be gained, it must be lost by following the rules that Zog puts up and then does not go ahead and obey itself, then you end up having a desperate, people. And then the pigs die. The lawyers die. The rest of them die here. You goofy bastard. What I'm simply saying is that if Edgar goes ahead and he defends himself, it's because he's going to go ahead and be screwed anyway. But at least he didn't go ahead and give Zog any legitimacy. He's supposed to say, well, yes, we give Edgar Steele a fair trial. No, you didn't. So why in the world should Edgar Steele, especially writing the stuff he wrote, why in the world should he go ahead and support Zog? But hey, you're having him do that. You know what I mean? Finally, you can go ahead and say, hey, no, I'm not going to have it. But no. This little dweeb showed up. And he goes ahead and comes up with this crap. And that's it. And if Yahweh decides that Edgar Steele dies a hero of the revolution at the hands of Zog and a jury of wiggers and muds, then so be it. And then he goes ahead, pretend a bit more that Mr. Steele, to your satisfaction, I expect, would become a Yahweh believer follower. Now, Mr. Steele's in cold storage for a long time. You're free to come and go as you please. Eat what you want. Take a concert. Go fishing. Sounds like a little good to Mr. Steele be serving 20 years praying to Yahweh for the time when we will judicially exterminate every single criminal regime who came to power and make fear of revolution, that which will make Zog back off. Hey, stop, and no skin off your nose accepting your past situation. Look, Mr. Wigger, I doubt you spent a single day in jail. But what gets me is that Dion Masker and Richard Masker are supposed to be Christian Day. They're supposed to be, part of Aryan Nations. So what are you doing around them if you don't believe in Yahweh? You sound a lot like David Donald Duck Swain.
I don't believe Christianity. You know, when I went ahead and asked him, no, I don't believe Christianity. In fact, I think you, but you know, but you know, he live in the flyover country, or worse than niggers. Why are you here? Well, I answer, well, whatever. I want to hang around and go Augustus Christ. So he made me a member of the Aryan Nations. And now that you've run me off and said that I can't be an Aryan Nations member because I'm not Christian Dandy, I don't want to be. Well, you're not a member either. It died with Butler. You see, I can't pretend to be Aryan Nations, so therefore you can't either. Look, Wigger, why are you hanging around? Why are you hanging around, Dion Masker? Why did you go ahead and pick up her conspiratology side here if you don't believe what Dion Masker believes? And the answer of this is, hey, if you're not Christian Dandy, what are you doing around people who claim to be Christian Dandy? Why are you there? What are you doing? Answer, you're probably some little, you know, you might be more than just a little wigger. You might actually be a Zogbot, and what you're doing is that you're setting yourself up to go ahead and get as many donations from idiots as possible so you can go ahead and turn over the results to more Steve's than the rest, because that is what happened to Butler in his last days. Fact of the matter is you're not acting like you pretend to act. Any stuff, no scalp, you know, except your past situation, locked up in a nut house for 3.5 years on a bogus child molestation case. You know, dot, dot, dot. You got, you know, what happens to the little wigger who wants to go ahead and play, you know, play this little game here? I pretty well told him and said, hey, I've been in Edgar Steele's situation. Hell, I've been in worse than Edgar Steele's situation. Because what happens, every little criminal, You know, every little quigger and mamzer criminal. So like Visser, and his pet mamzer, fellow mamzer, criminal, Ryan Wright, think that they go ahead and have a right to go ahead and beat me up. Every single little quigger, when he doesn't get what he wants, just go ahead and call me a child molester and think he's better than me because, hey, I didn't give him what he wants. Now he's going to go ahead and call me a name because guess what? He supports Zog and believes Zog implicitly. Look, folks. I go ahead. Your use of come to power and fear revolution reminds me of founding America, in which people of faith, conscience, and desire of freedom revolted against the British crown and found the nation where you now live. Given that freedom, you now loudly state your beliefs and opinions, then to use all your color metaphors, you shit on the guidelines of our nation. Give up worshiping the constipation Bill Good and start worshiping Yahweh. Now, what happens? You end up having a little libertoon wigger who's worshiping the constipation Bill of Goods. Well, guess what? He hasn't done Edgar Steele any good. The constipation says that he has a right not to be imprisoned awaiting trial. That he has a right to an affordable bail. That he has a right to go ahead and essentially be in his own, you know, be his own attorney. Says that no property shall be used, you know, taken away without due process of law, but the FBI has already gone ahead and taken away his life savings. What good did the constipation and Bill of Goods do him? But guess what? It's one of the guidelines to our nation. Look, you self-worshipping little wigger. You stupid little shit. Fact of the matter is that you are a weak reed to lean on. But he goes ahead and goes on. And this is where you end up seeing an atheist or creator or something. Personally, I don't care if you worship Yahweh, he puts it in quotes, or some King James Bible God, or the fuzzy green mole found near the bottom of trees in the forest. So in short, he goes ahead, he equates Yahweh and the Bible with fuzzy green, you know, mole found near the bees, you know, bottom of trees in the forest. He's like these little critters here, these degenerate people who went ahead and worshiped the creation more than the creator. The Paul goes ahead and says, about says that they went ahead and were turned corrupt in their own pursuits here. I bet this little character, for all you know, is a little faggot with nothing better to do than live on the internet and try to get 15 minutes of fame here, just like most of these internet dweebs. What I've found over the years is that people who end up getting some pussy or dick or whatever, having somebody of the opposite sex, when they're in their 20s and 30s, they go ahead
and they get in love, they have other things to do than get on the internet all the time and beat their little meat, like this dweeb does. The fact of the matter is, this tells me, is that what is he doing around Dion Masker? She's Christian Danny, or at least she claims to be. Why is he taking over a conspiratology website? Why is she running it? Answer, probably to go ahead and find out. He's getting into it. Same thing he wants to do with Edgar Steele. Folks, this little wigger smells, stinks of Zog. He stinks of Zog shit. He smells like Jew shit is what he does. Avoid this little bastard here, even if he's just ordinary wigger. He's a stupid little wigger who's going to do nothing for Edgar Steele other than go ahead and go along with him being railroaded. The thing about it is, he may be more than that. He may be a Zogbot. What is he doing? What happens if you're around devout Christian identity and you say this stupid shit, equating Yahweh to a fuzzy green mole found near the bottom of the tree? How long do you think you're going to go ahead and last? I don't think you're going to last very long. This character is not very smart. To use a playground, child playground example, the Muslim God would likely kick Yahweh butt big time. The Muslims could care less about Yahweh no matter how zealous or angry you promote Yahweh. Sorry for joking about personal beliefs. This is an area where I know my heart and mind to respect any individual's belief. So in short, he goes ahead and he says that the Muslim God is going to go ahead and kick Yahweh's butt. And then he goes ahead and he whines about how I respect everybody's belief. No, you don't, you lying cocksucker. You're anti-Christian. What happens is, like a Jew, you'd probably rather have a Muslim go ahead and rule than a Christian. This character stinks. This character stinks. Stinks of kike shit. He stinks of Zog. Why let this bastard anywhere near you? Please do not tract me. Offer Yahweh salvation or lecture me on what I should have or want regarding the faith structure. No, Wigger. What I'm going to tell you is that you need to follow the Reverend Hardy Montaloid. You need to worship yourself. You need to pull your own dick. But the problem of it is that when all you Wiggers are pulling your own dick and, worshiping each other, what happens is that means that there's not very much time or, time or anything left to worship either Yahweh or have any concern for your fellow man. What this character should be in charge of is that he should be gone ahead and given incentive to run away. Somebody needs to go ahead and take up a donation for this wigger so he can have his own personal penis pump. I don't know. I don't think it's around here, but I was a kid that used to have the John Holmes penis enlarger here named after this, wigger with a big dick. And I think he died of AIDS here, a couple years later. What happens? This worthless bastard needs to go ahead and be given a collection so he could go ahead and have a faith structure he can believe in. He goes on. I'll close by saying two things. First, the Steele family will decide their legal battle. A folk around them will support them to whatever end occurs. Your assessment of that is no more nor less than your assessment. The pro-Steele group and the CJAN Missouri are not on the same page. In fact, we're not in the same library on a number of levels. Look, mister. The fact of the matter is that you're the one who went ahead and shoved yourself to the top of the pro-Steele group. Oh, I just pretty well said, and essentially what I was hoping to do was find out if this character was legitimate to send any money to. Whether or not I'd go ahead and recommend sending any money to him. And folks, I don't recommend sending him any money at all. If in order to go ahead and support Edgar Steele, he goes ahead and takes up one of Edgar Steele's visits and he can go ahead and put $20 or $30 or $40 on Edgar Steele's commissary account. because that's all Edgar Steele needs. The thing that Edgar Steele does not need is a high-priced lawyer. The thing that Edgar Steele does not need is a public pretender. The thing that Edgar Steele does not need is an expensive lying expert who will just simply say, okay, well, no, this is fraudulent. Oh, yeah, oh, no, it is. It isn't here, and you end up having a bunch of experts playing the little game. What good will it do if you end up paying $50,000 for an expert, and the expert goes ahead and says, well, yes, that is Edgar Steele's voice. In short, you've just gone ahead and spent money for Edgar Steele to get fucked over. You're far better off just simply having Vogue experts say, yes, it was, yes, it was, yes, it was, yes, it was, and then leave it to where there's no doubt. The Vogue screwed Edgar Steele. What you believe is only going to function on what side you're on. If you're not on Edgar Steele's side, then why in the world shouldn't that be known? Second, why Mr. Steele does not have, say, actor Brad Pitt recognition, he is admired by a significant number of people who buy his book, listen to his audio program, and read his opinions. I think of him as a leader of others. He leads by using his intellect, passion, and ability to inspire. He leads by speaking in plain English without much vulgarity. Yes. The thing about it is that essentially Edgar, when it came down to it, he was just nothing more than a wigger whimperer. What happens is that when it came down to it, all these wiggers that he whipped up here, they were not going to go ahead and go anywhere else other than follow their own shit-encrusted tails with it in their teeth in a circle. Edgar Steele, I called the wigger whimper, and I said, yes, there is a use for a wigger whimper, but you know, wiggers don't accomplish anything. He sent me a copy of his book and asked me for an honest review, and I said, hey, don't do a single thing for me. If you are a pastor in the traditional sense with a flock of like-minded followers, to them I wager you are a leader. If you lead them the same way you write, if you promote Yahweh with expletive extreme chain metaphor, well, it's way too far out for me to comprehend, much less imagine as a reality. Okay, I've read your open letter. I propose we go on our separate ways, regardless, FEC Admin Bob. Boob, what I propose essentially is I'm going to go ahead and recommend that nobody sends you any money. Of course, Alex Linder, for all his faults, and he has a lot of faults, the main one being a Zogbot, is that he detected you as just a self-serving dweeb who wasn't going to go ahead and accomplish anything. And he was right. What it boils down to is this. There isn't anything that can be done for Edgar Steele other than writing a letter telling him that you support him. But the fact of the matter is that here you are, you've gone ahead, and the first week he was allowed to have more than one visitor a month, you went ahead and you showed yourself up. You shoved your way in, and you got one of his visits. And then you set up this free Edgar Steele thing. And the only ones who's on there is people like Russ, who goes ahead and gives 22 comments about what Edgar Steele has to do and go ahead and quote this stuff here, that if Edgar Steele is a good enough lawyer, he'd be able to figure it out for himself. Fact of the matter is, the only thing that's going to make Zog stop here is fear. It's terror. You see, I go ahead and tell these people who went ahead and used a little criminal to go ahead and make a bogus complaint so they could go ahead and grab my grandchildren and essentially have the weakest-minded, the weak link, claim that I kissed his penis and then send me to Nuthouse for 2.5 years. Essentially, I simply say is that, hey, that is the law that you've made. You did not obey these laws which said that you had to go ahead. If you thought I was doing something, go ahead and make a claim and try me. No, you waited a year and a half after you went ahead and stole grandchildren. you waited 2.5 months until you went ahead and had my grandson supposedly crack and claim all sorts of other shit here. You know what I mean? I was hearing bits and pieces of it. What you've done is that you've gone ahead and broke up a family and said that you're acting in the name of your victim, and you're saying that your victim, Cindy Steele, cannot talk to her husband. You've gone ahead and denied bail deliberately. You've gone ahead and deliberately denied bail so that she cannot go ahead and show that she does not believe the benefit here. Essentially, you're holding her blackmail by saying, is that, hey, she's a victim who's a complaining witness. And, oh, by the way, yes, you now have a right to hold material witnesses in prison or in jail indefinitely. The orders show they show up. You don't go ahead and give them any bond or bail. And then you go ahead and you press 3 or 4 more bullshit charges. Toward, how dare he go ahead and tell his wife to say that he's innocent. You went ahead and accused him of lying. Look, I have a simple solution. What you do is you make up a charge, and just like Felix Dzerzhinsky, you go ahead and you round up these criminals and you torture them. And what happens? You pray that some of them are going to take 3 or 4 days to crack. But crack they will. If they don't, their children and their spouses will. And once you get a confession, just like Felix Dzerzhinsky says, well, hey, what can possibly have more validity than criminal's own confession? Look, folks, look, regime criminals. The fact of the matter is that your sacred courts, your sacred constipation, your sacred bill of goods is just nothing more than a bunch of parasites claiming that they rule and that they have legitimacy, and they don't. And when people get tired of your shit, what they do is that they have enough of it. Now, unlike most of these movement leaders, I don't go ahead and whine to say, oh, please, have mercy, show some civil rights. It's unfair how niggers are treating white people. It's unfair how Jews are treating white people. I don't do that shit. I do not do that shit. Essentially, what it boils down to is that everything you go ahead and dished out to me, I'm going to do 666 times here. And as a result, there won't be any wiggers left alive to validate that stuff. Them people who went ahead and stole Richard Butler's farm for this dirty Jew Morris Knees, you give them exactly what they dished out. Nothing more, nothing less. What I advocate is a great tribulation. I have a real sign right on top of my Talmud vision, which tells me the temperature in the cesspool underneath of my laptop. That sign saying, don't fuck with the great tribulation. And that's the only thing that's going to save us as a species. It is a great tribulation. And if you go ahead and read the Bible, you find out that the saints are praying to Yahweh, when are you going to go ahead and avenge us, Lord? No, when I went ahead and, you know, it's not just this. I went ahead and seen Harold Covington, and, you know, Harold Covington doesn't like Edgar Steele. They've been fighting this since 2004 when Covington went ahead and took advantage of Edgar Steele's making something, you know, in defense of homophobia or something like that. And he insinuated Edgar Steele's a homosexual, and they had a big old fight. And what happens is that Covington hasn't liked Edgar Steele, and he had this character, one of the sock puppets, called write him on his new blog, and he has a blog called Free Edgar Steele. And I went ahead and made a commentary that, hey, you need to go ahead and say what Judas Giles, the Roid Rage retard, is doing. You need to go ahead and say what Judas, the Roid Rage retard, is saying about him. You need to go ahead and separate out these traitors, but hey, Harold Covington likes Judas Roid Rage Retard. Even though last week, and I haven't listened to today's thing, but a lot of people were bitching to Harold Covington. His own fellow said, well, what, you need to say something about old Judas Giles sitting on Edgar Steele. And he said, no, Ed, you know, he said Jim Giles He's a Nietzschean character. He's a rose above the bounds of intellect. And that's true. I say he's not a rose above the bounds of intellect. He's rose above the bounds of rationality. Because the roid rage retard is not rational. Other than the fact that he hates who he hates. He hates Edgar Steele for scorning him. That's who he hates. And yes, I was a little bit disappointed in Harold Covington. He has disappointed me over the years. Thing about it is that, shoot. I don't know. I mean, that's what got me is that essentially these people, I mean, this bowel movement here, everybody seems to go ahead and want to use other people. There's not very much honesty or honor or anything here. Fact of the matter is, if you're new to this movement, stay away from people. Stay away from these people. Stay away from Stormfront. Stay away from BNNF. Stay away from my blog, too. I don't go ahead and look who you are. I don't really care. That's why I never worry that, oh, these people are no longer writing in my tab. No. If you don't have anything intelligent to say, you have no damn business getting on my forum. You see, for my faction of the Aryan Nations, I insist that first you be Christian Identity. That you be a member of the church. That you be one of Yahweh's sheep. That you be one of my sheep. And then the second thing that I insist is that you have some political ability. Some political writing ability. Some political thinking ability. And if you don't, then you don't need to be on my forum. You can go ahead and read with the rest of them here at the public library. Just go ahead and browse. I'm telling you, go ahead and send any money, but I'm telling you this. Don't send any money to Free Edgar Steele. All Edgar needs is, you know, if they already know you, if they already know who you are, go ahead, mommy, send him a letter, maybe send him $10. What happens, all these crappy letters here. Now, if he's in Washington State, he's in the 9th U.S. Circuit. The 9th U.S. Circuit says that, guess what? You don't cover, you don't hide any mail. And there was one thing that Covington sent a letter. And it got returned. Well, guess what? Harold Covington and Edgar Steele have a lawsuit against the federal government and against the Spokane County Jail. They have a lawsuit. They have a federal lawsuit, and according to the 9th U.S. Circuit, they'll win. Fact of the matter is that there is no right. You know, I mean, the purpose of jails is to keep people who you don't think is going to show up. It's not to go ahead and punish people in advance. It's not to go ahead and torture them. I tell them, hell, you'll be treated so bad in prison here, but what happens if you don't go ahead and do what we say? We're going to keep you in these awful conditions here, and we're not going to go ahead and let you work on your case. Look, Edgar, jump the public pretender, and then they will have no choice but to go ahead and let you work on your own case. Ferretta versus California, you have a right to go ahead and interview people, and you can't do that in jail cell. So they're going to have to go ahead and let you out on bond or on recognizance. But you accept the public pretender, guess what? You're bound by the mistakes of that public pretender. Why in the world would you want to go ahead and put the lives of 20,000 to 30,000 people who don't know you, you know, beg them to send $10 a month here. It's all like Jerry's kids here. Little Jew Jerry lives. For everybody who listens to the show would only send $1, we'd have muscular dystrophy whipped. If only go ahead and send $10 here, we'd go ahead and get a high-priced lawyer for Edgar Steele, the Wigger Whimper, and we'd have Zog whipped. You dumb fucks. You stupid bastards. You have no idea what the hell you're talking about, do you? None. None. In any case, you know, I mean, you guys could go ahead and talk about Freeh and Edgar Steele, but hey, you don't want to go ahead and free him. You want to use them. Now, do I feel too sorry for Edgar Steele? No, because Edgar Steele used Pastor Richard Butler, same thing, in order to make a name for himself. And this little wigger is doing his little best. And in fact, the matter is shoot, he's less of a help to Edgar Steele than Edgar Steele is a help to Richard Butler. Pretty well, what I said is that, hey, look, you know, I mean, you know, for my child molestation case, I was going to just simply tell him, look, Jerry, you said it to where, hey, guess what? They can go ahead and have some anonymous people go ahead and make an accusation. They can go ahead and grab your children. They can coerce those children into testifying against their parents and grandparents, like you're doing me. And then send me to a nut house or send me a prison and have me murdered there. So what is the solution to that? The answer is that you exterminate every social worker. You exterminate every policeman. You exterminate every judge, lawyer. You exterminate every wigger. That's why I'm trying to go ahead and tell this character who ends up making a call and say, hey, part of the reason I go ahead and take your conference calls is say, hey, I want to go ahead and see what wiggers are like. I want to go ahead and wade in a total cesspool of chlorinated wigger dumb with a few, you know, with a little bit of few turds and shits from your little mamzer, sword mamzer. Because, hey, it strengthens my immune system to be swimming in a cesspool, a chlorinated cesspool of wigger and mamzer piss and shit. No, folks. What happens is that you're born to one hell of a veil of tears. And the fact of the matter is that everybody in the bowel movement, including Linder, now let me just tell you why Linder's sorting here. Linder don't have any choice here. Linder don't have any credibility. Linder went ahead and narked old bitch tits Bill White here. He didn't have to. He could have easily gone ahead and deleted bitch tits Bill White's username, and he should have, even before he knew that old bitch tits was going to go ahead and be tried. But certainly once he knew old bitch tits was going to be tried, he went ahead and hung on to it. Why? Probably because he was told to. Probably because DNNF is a data mining operation. Like John Nugent, or John D. Nugent, depending if you want to go ahead and, you know, give him the advice of Vandy. He's gone ahead and says that, shoot, during the holy days, the traffic drops by 30% because, hey, guess what? By over 30 because, hey, 30 of the posters are Jews, just like this Jew J.B. Slobinski and just like, you know, F.W. Braun. Just a bunch of freaking Jews. And they'll come up, oh, I hate you, trailer trash. I hate you this here. What happens, we need to go ahead and make friends with the Jews, and they come up with this after posting anti-Christian identity shit for time after time after time after time. Jews hate Christian identity. They especially hate dual seedline Christian identity. So what they are is they're a bunch of creatards because that gives them an excuse. They can worship a dead Jew on a dick. Okay? Now I'm going to go ahead. Let me see. I'm going to go ahead and go to White Reference, you know, which is run by Ashkenazi activist. And the reason, you know, the reason I'm going to go ahead and cover what was said done today. American political prisoner Edgar Steele pleads not guilty to 4 felony charges presented on a new grand jury indictment. There's grand jury secrecy, and there shouldn't be. These grand juries, what they do should be done in the open. What happens is that the accused should have a right to go ahead and appear. And like I said before, you have a prosecutor who goes ahead and makes a false claim, we ought to go ahead and go back to the law of Theodoric the Great. Hang that prosecutor with a rope made from the guts of his law school professors and of his family as well. Why do we tolerate this shit? Why do we tolerate the spawn of Satan ruling over the children of men? The answer of it is because most of us are just weak, cowardly wiggers. But going on. Ashkenazi activist, his idea of activism is littering lawn, nigger and wigger and mamzer lawns and Jew lawns full of stupid shit that they didn't ask for in order to go ahead and show that you're an activist. That's his idea of activism. But what he does, he goes ahead and he hides behind the computer. Just like all these wiggers and mamzers I've seen over the years since there's been the internet, they don't show up. All they do is try to pull people like me down, and guess what? They get so frustrated when they find out that, hey, something cannot be dragged down by nothing. I'm going to go ahead and read this. On July 29, 2010, Edgar Steele appeared in U.S. District Court in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, to plead not guilty of four felony charges on a new grand jury indictment. Well, what happens? The grand jury can and will indict a ham sandwich. And they certainly went ahead and died a wigger whimper. This indictment accuses the original charge relating to interstate commerce plus three additional charges piled on by federal prosecutors. All previous posts on this case available here with the most recent post displaying for it. So he goes ahead and he plugs this thing here, and I don't blame him for that. The pipe bomb found under Cindy Steele's car at the Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, triggered a new grand jury indictment against Edgar Steele, charged him with the use of interstate commerce to commission murder for hire, tampering with a victim, use of explosive material, conduct a federal felony, and possession of a destructive device in relation to a crime of violence. Folks, since when should there be a criminal law? What happens is that the only criminal cases that were to be tried by the federal government was treason, piracy, and counterfeiting. And you're still ain't guilty of treason, piracy, or counterfeiting, is he? So where did all these laws come in from here? And the answer of it is that, hey, it's all went ahead and claimed under working under the Constitution for whatever was necessary and proper for them to do whatever the hell they want to do here. They made up this shit here. So now they're going ahead in front of a little grand jury of wiggers. And just like it is, they go ahead and they tamper with grand juries, and they will tamper with any jury that Edgar Steele is facing, just like Hal Turner did. Steele previously pled not guilty to the interstate commerce charge, but since it was transferred to a new indictment, he pleaded not guilty again. The possession charge could lead to a sentence of less than 30 years plus a $250,000 fine upon conviction, with the maximum sentence for tampering is 20 years and $250,000. What happened to Amendment 8 that excessive bails or fines would not be imposed? $250,000. In short, what happens is more money. 25 times more money than most people see in their life. I've seen $10,000 at one time. But the fact of the matter is, most people, how are they going to pay a $250,000 fine? The answer is they're not. So where did they get the authority to come up with that? Well, hey, a bunch of Congress critters came up with it. Well, what happened to the precious Constitution, and the rest of the guidelines for our wonderful Vog Republic? Answer, don't mean shit. Steele wore a blue jumpsuit during the hearing before Magistrate Candy Dale, who appeared via video from Boise. He was accompanied by a cadre of supporters to include his wife, Cindy, and Dion Masker, the wife of white activist Richard Masker. We've already covered Richard Masker and Dion Masker. Several Steele supporters said the case against him is a fraud and called him a political prisoner, charged because of his legal work against the federal government. They pointed to voice impersonation software they say was used to fabricate recordings of Steele discussing the murder plot with Segal resident Larry Fairfax, who the FBI said wore a hidden recording device, after telling investigators of Steele's plan. Fairfax has already pled not guilty to possession of an unregistered firearm, making a firearm in violation of the National Firearms Act, which carry maximum penalties of 10 years in federal prison. He remains in custody. Where did the constitutional authority come for this National Firearms Act here? I thought there was, you know, Congress shall make no law infringing. It's a pity. It's a pity that essentially the laws for treason aren't still in effect. Constipation did away with penalties for treason. Essentially, it said that you couldn't go ahead and charge a regime criminal for treason, but hey, they're the ones who need to be charged with it. Steele's trial is scheduled to begin August 16th. Most public pretenders recently filed a request for a 60-day extension to try, as they try to strip federal investigators from searching items seized from, you know, Steele's home law office. The only possible reason the feds are dumping the additional charges on Steele is because they know their star witness, Larry Fairfax, is weak, and they want to intimidate Steele to make it a plea deal so they'll have something to show for the tax dollars they're squandering in this case. For those who would like to write to Edgar Steele or send donations for his defense, contact information is provided on the Free Edgar Steele website. Discussion continues on Spermfront and the Vanguard News Network forum. Well, I've already read you know, all the crap over on VNNF here. I'm going to go ahead and look at the comments. Real quick, and then I may go ahead and look over at Spermfront. The fact of the matter is, Spermfront is definitely a Zogfall front here. Okay? Okay, well, somebody went ahead and, you know, did the movement turd, okay? Well, hey, I'm thankful that you went ahead and did, you know, did it here. Okay, Dion Masker is a wonderful lady and white patriot, along with her more dedicated than 99% of the movement husband, Richard. Great people, show your report for them and donate at their website, httpconspiratology.com. Folks, if Edgar Steele is the one in trouble, why are you sending money to conspiratology.com? Why are you sent to the conspiratology website here? Folks, there's not going to be $20,000 or $30,000 sent, $10 a piece to Edgar Steele's law thing here. What happens is if you're known, go ahead and send it. Go ahead and send, you know, send $10. You send a money order. Ted Steele for him to go ahead and use commissary. But the thing about it is he's not going to be allowed more than $20, maybe $25. You know, I mean, you know, by all means, let him go ahead and eat as much cheese munchie as the rest here. But he's not going to go ahead and get out as long as he has a public pretender. You know, because the fact of the matter is, if he wants to go ahead and just hang tough, he can hang tough. He can say, I refuse to accept a public pretender. I want to go ahead and investigate this case against me. And therefore, you must go ahead and turn me loose. And oh, by the way, if my wife wants to go ahead and talk to me and she believes this case is bogus, you have no authority. You have no right to go ahead and keep her from essentially telling everybody that your case is bogus by the fact that she's with me. And, you know, I mean, essentially all these people have just done is a power trip, and they're trying to go ahead and force this thing, and they're trying to go ahead and do this sort of stupid crap. And the only way to go ahead and do it is you don't play by Zog's rules. Because if you do, you will get screwed. But as far as Dion Masker and Richard Masker is concerned, yes, they end up taking in Richard Butler his last year or so. But the problem of it is Butler's last couple of years, he had Rick Spring running things. And Rick Spring was and is. He's an admitted informant. So how the hell did that happen underneath their nose? How come Dion and Richard didn't say something about it? And the answer of it is, among the Christian Identity people in Idaho, they think that Richard and Dion, you know, not Dion, but they do think Richard, you know, Dion's just a spammer. They do think that Richard is a Zogbot. Folks, if you want to go ahead and send money to conspiratology here, you know, and want to believe in tin, you know, tin hats and all this sort of shit, that's fine here. The thing about it is what Zog, you know, what little foreign green men do from outer space or whatever. I mean, Zog is screwing you out in the open here. Why do you need to believe in a conspiracy theory? Why do you need to go ahead and do that here? So, folks, I would not go ahead and send any money to this dweeb or to them. I'm going to go over to Stormfront, and I'm going to go ahead and cover the Roid Rage retard, okay? You know, I'm looking at the chat line, you know, folks. Oh, it says our servers are overloaded at the moment. Well, what happens is that, yes, they are overloaded at the moment. So the thing about it is that when you end up getting too much V-bolt in traffic, you end up having that problem. I'm going to go over to the Roid Rage Retards forum now. Okay, where am I at? Oh, by the way, the Roid Rage Retard went ahead and put up a lot of his, you know, his radio shows. He went ahead and put them back up. The reason he put them back up is, hey, it is entertainment. And, you know, James, you know, Judas Giles, the Roid Rage Retard, is funny. He does have a funny and entertaining show in some cases. Sometimes it's boring as hell. The one these people at Aper City loved was pretty well when there was a meltdown between me and the Roid Rage Retard. Essentially, I may have sounded like a fool, but I got exactly what I wanted. I wanted the Roid Rage Retard to go ahead and scream about he could snap a, you know, a lawyer's neck here, a.k.a. Edgar Steele. Anyway, Hattie, he got banned. He got banned from VNNF here. And here he has played the little game the same way as the feds, saying that essentially Edgar Steele told his wife to lie. No, he didn't. And I went ahead and challenged him on it. When did he say, lie for me, Cindy? Essentially what he said is, look, Cindy, you need to say it's not my voice. How is that a lie? You need to go ahead and stand tall that this is not my voice. See, the thing about it is, if he was free on bail, with his wife allowed to go ahead and see whoever they want to see here, why, hey, their case would fall apart. But instead, what they're using, they're using the power of the courts to threaten his wife and essentially say, hey, you need to betray your husband. I remember when I was a kid, we used to bitch about the Soviet Union doing that, and guess what? Zog's doing exactly the same thing, but even worse, because at least with the Soviet Union, they went ahead and didn't pretend to be a free democracy, whereas we still do. We pretend to have open, free, fair elections, and we go ahead and tell the rest of the world how they all live their lives when at the same time Zog can't even be bothered with obeying the law. Was even bothered with going ahead and obeying whatever it is. Anyway, Roid Rage Retard, he got $285 for a V-Bolt in 4.0, and I don't think he, you know, he may have had a forum software. They could have gone ahead and got a little bit less than, but I tend to doubt it. I think he paid full price, the Roid Rage Retard did. And as a result, he ended up having a brand new forum to where he can go ahead and yell and scream and holler that Edgar Steele is guilty, guilty, guilty. Why? Because my blue tick nose was just stuck up my blue tick ass. You know, licking and, you know, while I lick my blue tick nut sack says so. Does anyone of us have any doubt that if Edgar Steele, or if Roid Rage Retard was a member of the jury, he'd find Edgar Steele guilty, regardless of what was said? Just as, does anybody have any doubt that I'd find Edgar Steele innocent, regardless of what was said? Folks, I have loyalty here. Edgar Steele, I think, used Pastor Richard Butler in order to get a name for himself, and I think that in many cases, what Edgar Steele provided was definitely overrated, but the Wiggers loved it. That's why I called him the Wigger Whimper, because he whipped the Wiggers up. But once he went ahead and whipped them up, all they did was just put their same old shit-encrusted tails in their shit encrusted stained teeth and chase each other, following their little constipation and their little bill of goods, while they go ahead and equate Yahweh, the Almighty, to being the same as moth on a tree. Folks, if you don't have any loyalty, why are you here? Why are you here? Why shouldn't you just go ahead and become a Zoglin and live in pleasure for a season? Enjoy the pleasures of sin for a season. You ought to. Why shouldn't you? What good does it do to go ahead and pretend to be something else here? So I don't know. I mean, I just go ahead and look, and essentially, a lot of us thought that Edgar Steele had gone ahead and essentially just used Pastor Richard Butler in order to go ahead and make a name for himself in the movement. And then once he did that, he did take a number of cases, lost most of them. But the fact of the matter is that it's not these cases to where they're going after our people that we win a war. Just like Churchill or Sodden Winnie said, is that a series of Dunkers do not make winning a war. Having our people in front of a bunch of jury of wiggers, niggers, and Jews, and then whether or not $20,000 or $30,000 or $40,000 or $60,000 or $200,000 or $300,000 spent sucking off all the surplus money out of the bowel movement. That's not the way to win. The way to win, the way to make Zog back off is to pretty well say, hey, look, right now, yes, we're under your thumb. But tomorrow, you'll be under ours, and we're going to go ahead and give you exactly what you gave us and then some. Telling a regime criminal, telling a wigger that you are just so full of love and all you want is just, you want a place for white people to live, and what happens, you're going to beg a Jew or nigger to go ahead and just leave a little bit of money so you can feed your children, and what happens is that please only give me 2 or 3, 4 years in a cage full of niggers. And please let me live for a few more degraded months here. And what happens is I suck your ass. That's no way to win a revolution. That is no way to win a revolution. Folks, when I go to Newton County Courthouse, the pigs are scared shitless. So is everybody else here. They're scared of what I'm going to say. They would not allow me to run as an open white man. The thing about it is if Zog doesn't scare you, if Zog's not scared of you, then what good are you? Fact of the matter is, I could be rounded up and killed and murdered tomorrow, and that is Yahweh's will. Not the will of some little green set of moths here, or some little wigger things. This little wigger was some little dweeb who came in, at the best here, at the worst. He may be somebody who has absolutely no business in here. So what I'm disappointed is that, essentially in this bowel movement, there's so many people who just want to go ahead and use the wigger whimper, just like the wigger whimper used Butler, for their own uses, for their own selfish, stupid uses. How do you win a war by doing that? The answer is you don't. But then again, these people don't want to win a war. They do not want to win a war. They want to lose a war. They want to go ahead and tell about how righteous they were because they didn't hate. They didn't hate. Folks, well, I go ahead and look, and you end up having a bunch of wiggers over on Sperm Front, just like DNNF here. Playing their little game as to whether or not he's guilty or not. Folks, it doesn't matter where he's guilty. It matters on what side Edgar Steele is. I think Edgar Steele, for good or bad, is on the side of the resistance. So as a result here, I don't go ahead and speculate as to his guilt or innocence, because it doesn't matter to me. All that matters here is whether or not Zog gets away with whatever crime they want here. And I will use Edgar Steele myself to go ahead and make the point. Look, regime criminals, just as what you did to my family, I have no problem with going ahead and grabbing your children and torturing them into a confession against you and then making you go ahead and bite off your spouse's testicles, going ahead and raping and using your daughter to go ahead and breed a bunch of new white people while your bloodline, dies. The fact of the matter is Uyghurs are just nothing more than animals, soulless animals. What happens is that shoot every single little Uyghur that's in Crested Identity, just like this Uyghur Joe who I was talking with. He has come up with this Catholic shit. He's come up with, you're going to burn in hell forever and ever and ever. Well, guess what? Where did I hear that shit before? Answer, I heard it from Jonathan Edwards. And Jonathan Edwards was a worthless piece of shit. He went ahead and said that David Lane was burning in hell forever and ever. And you can't go ahead and tell Uyghurs anything new because Uyghurs know it all. Uyghurs know it all. So what you do is you understand that your average Uyghur is worthless. Is worthless in a fight. Is worthless. As far as a human being, because he's not a human being. He's just a Uyghur. He's just a zombie. Heck, even zombies, in zombie pictures, you don't see zombies going ahead and killing and eating each other. But you do see Uyghurs doing that crap all the time. All the time. Continually. And they never stop. So, yeah, they're using Edgar Steele. All they want is a hunk of burning Uyghur whimperer. They're playing their little game. They're speculating. They're speculating as to whether or not Edgar Steele's guilty or not. Folks, this is treasonous talk. This is treasonous talk. But then again, you have no idea who's on these forums. Most of the time, at least a third of the time, it's Jews and Jew trolls. But this bowel movement wants to go ahead and use Edgar Steele for their own uses. For their own uses. Now for me, Edgar Steele is not somebody I need to use. Although I would use him, but essentially what I use him for is a trap for Uyghurs, is a Uyghur track, as a Uyghur magnet. To go ahead and sense which side people are on. Jim Roid Rage Retard Giles hates Edgar Steele. He didn't have the balls to go ahead and just simply admit it. He was telling people, I'd go ahead and if somebody could prove to me, to my satisfaction, that Edgar Steele's innocent, I'd go ahead and prove it here. Well, hey, after 3 years of listening to him scream and holler about Edgar Steele, I decided to just simply go ahead and have him say what he really felt about Edgar Steele. What you heard was that, hey, he hates Edgar Steele. Edgar Steele's a $200,000 horse farm. All he has a $10,000 trailer. How much is the house you live in, Pastor? And I said $3,000 when me and Roxy bought it in 1987. That was an ingrift to, that was an ingrift to Foghorn Leghorn, or that was an ingrift to Forrest Chump's gristmill. He goes on and on and on about breaking Edgar Steele's neck. And then after about 9 minutes, when he sort of gets tired of yelling and screaming and hollering, I go ahead and point out that most people think he's a federal informant the way he goes on. Then he screamed, mainly at me, but still at Edgar Steele. The fact of the matter is that most of these bowel movement retards are just a waste of time and money. They're not somebody you go ahead and send any money to. I don't send any money to Paul Mullett. Because if even if he's buying a $5,000 15-acre place in Tennessee, because the fact of the matter is that, using computers, if you have something to say or something to speak, you can go ahead and create a video. You can go ahead and create an audio program just like this. If TalkShoe kicks me off, I'll have to go ahead and do it, but it'll be for far less money than driving to Tennessee. and being subject to petty police harassment. Might happen to even, Pete Peters' little Scriptures for America camp or something like that. Little pigs go ahead, and they're told by the Jews, and, you know, they have a little rent-a-mob. There is no sense to that sort of crap. There's no sense to these freaking rallies. None. None. And if you're going to go ahead and have a rally, and all you're going to do is scream about what the niggers and Jews are doing to you, woe is me, woe is me. Essentially, all that is wasting money to go ahead and spread defeatism. Rather, my solution is to go ahead and take the natural leaders, the natural warlords who exist at this time and place, and tell them that dual seedline Christian identity was his hatred for Jews by saying that they're the spawn of Satan. By its absolute contempt of Whigger animals by saying that they're animals, that they have no business living. Rape them, geld them, castrate them, do whatever the hell you want to a Whigger. Any Whigger that supports Zog is an enemy. He's an animal. He's a soulless, he's an animal with a soul that has wasted it. And no, he ain't going to burn for hell forever and ever and ever, but he's going to be sent to the ground, and the maggots will eat him. And that will be the end of him. Unless it's to be resurrected, judged by Yahweh, and then given a quick scorch, not forever and ever and ever, but for, probably 5 or 10 seconds. Still long enough to, figure out, yes, I fucked up, I wasted my entire life, and this is the only one I got. That's why pigs and Jews and the rest are scared, because that's why they're cowardly, because they know that once their life is gone, there's not another one. It's all over for them, and that is why people who believe in dual seedline Christian identity are so brave. They are the movement that matters. Because what happens is even if you die, like Yahweh says, if you seek to lose your life, you'll find it. And you will be given a holy crown, an immortal crown. That is why Christian identity, especially dual seed line, is the white man's racial hate religion. Because what it does, it is concerned with what happens on this earth. It is concerned with how you live your life on this planet, on this time. Whether or not you end up having eternal life. It is concerned with that. What happens is just like this Whigger whimper. He got to go ahead and have his 15 minutes of faith. So he goes ahead, and some raghead god is going to go ahead and beat the crap out of Yahweh. And what happens? Yahweh has no more control than a piece of forest moss, of pond scum. Why are you around? Why are you around, Dion Master, if you feel that way? If I went ahead and told Dion Master that this Rob Magnuson felt that way, what would he and she do? And the answer is they wouldn't do nothing. They wouldn't do a damn thing. At best, they're just about getting money. At worst, they're running a Zog false front. So why should you send money to a Zog false front? Just let Robert Magnuson go ahead and hog up one visit a week of Edgar Steele's. And let him go ahead and spend $10 or $15 or $20. That's the least he should have here for being able to go ahead and claim to be the Whigger Whimperer's main follower. Isn't that enough for him? Shouldn't he go ahead and get for something for his own thing here? Well, the thing about it is none of them give any solutions because none of them have any solutions. The people who go ahead and talk about white civil rights like David Duke and the rest, they're the ones that go ahead and bring in Trader Doyne Miller and these people. I'm not begging for white civil rights. I'm demanding white survival. I'm pointing out is that there can be no white survival unless Zog dies. I'm not telling you go ahead and move to the Northwest. If you're of a young enough age here, There's nothing wrong with going there. So essentially, Great Tribulation is going to be everywhere in the Zog Land. Now, on the other hand, you don't really want to be in Arizona. Certainly not. Now that, old Bongo has pretty well said that the beaners get to run wild, that the white man has to pay for all these freaking beaners and that Washington isn't. You end up having stupid niggers go ahead, and the stupid niggers haven't seemed to realize is that the beaners don't really like them, that they're fighting over the white man's same peanut, and that beaners routinely kill niggers in California. But anyway, what happens is being a black civil rights leader like Al Sharpton means that you go ahead and be against white racism here. So if the beaners go ahead and work on getting rid of the niggers, why, hey, no big deal. It don't mean it matter enough to Al Sharpton. He got plenty of money. He got plenty of fools. Folks, this bowel movement is nothing more than a farce. And chances are 90% of it is Zog controlled, Jew controlled, Jew owned. Now, as far as these little forums and the rest of it, some of them are Jew-owned, Jew-controlled. The rest of them are just places where Uyghurs bitch to each other. Nothing more. Certainly nothing less. Folks, what you need to do, if you want to go ahead and do something for Edgar Steele, avenge Edgar Steele, what happens is don't go ahead and send money to Edgar Steele. The sooner that Edgar Steele figures out, and it might take him a while because he got a law degree, and what happens, Edgar Steele needs to figure out whether or not he's a lawyer supported by Zog or whether or not he's a patriot or a resistance fighter. What Edgar Steele needs to do is he needs to go ahead and tear up his law degree. He needs to wipe his ass with it. And say, I will be a lawyer no more because guess what, being a lawyer for his law, didn't do a damn thing for me. I was a little officer of the court, and guess what? I'm being fucked by the court. My family's being fucked by the court. What good did it do me? What good did it do me to serve this evil master? What good did it do me? They still went ahead and sent me to this awful place. Give me nothing but a shitty public pretender, a shitty lawyer that's even shittier than I am. What good is it? What good is it serving Zog when Zog treats you that way? Something Bill White should have asked before. Something Hal Turner should have asked before. But now they whine that they're treated badly by whoever. Whoever. By Zog. Essentially, what happens is that they live in a parasitic relationship to Zog to where, guess what, they can't live on their own. Folks, worry more about, avenging Edgar Steele, not freeing Edgar Steele. The one who's going to go ahead and free Edgar Steele is Yahweh. If it's Yahweh's will, it's going to happen. Now, Edgar Steele could go ahead and pull for himself here rather than use some little dweeb that in real life he wouldn't use ever. And don't worry about Jim Roid Rage Retard Giles. It doesn't mean anything. I've gone ahead and looked. I'll go ahead and, this retard has pretty well open membership here. And I went ahead and looked at his membership. Who is this membership of this great thinking thing here? Where is it here? Community. Member list. Roy Gray's retard's stupid here because he shouldn't go ahead and allow his membership to be open here. But I'll look at it. Alcibiades. You know who Alcibiades was? He was a traitor. Balder. Yeah, he thinks he's a Norse god. Clark. Hadding. Super moderator. The main one who pretends to be there. Hank Reardon. That's the name of a freaking libertoon. Jim Giles, administrator. Mary, Mel, Michael. Pastor Visser. Yep, the Pisser Possum. Pisser Possum is a Zogbot. The second dick of another Zogbot. I've seen that. Old Pisser, he just can't go ahead and have enough of traitors, can he? Ramses. Oh, my God. Some Wigger named Ramsey. Tassun. Okay, that's famous. And Wiggerswell. Wiggerswell is a member. He's shitting about Alex Flynn. I went ahead and looked at his post. Yeah, he's has 3 here. He's bitching. He's bitching that he called Bill White / wife a piece of shit, and Bill White went ahead and got him kicked off here. And by the way, this review at April City is spot on. The Wiggerswell had a mid-level position as part of the William Pierce fan club. And essentially, all he does is drink. He hasn't done a damn thing since. He's the only living cosmetologist who believes in cosmetology, i.e., William Pierce's means of going ahead and flooding order money into a false church here. Pierce was a pretty good businessman, but a lot of time he used the $400,000, and for my guy, he used $90,000 to go ahead and buy him a farm / compound. And he used a few others here to go ahead and buy him some pussy, and then the rest he went ahead and put into his business ventures. Resistance Records and stuff. It's a Zogfall front, just like all these Zogfall fronts are here. Well, I like looking at the members of the thing here, and I like seeing that old visser, i.e. Head Pisser Possum, is pretty well sucking up to Judas Roid Rage Retard Giles. Folks, what's my solution? My solution is don't set, if you're already known, by all means, send Edgar Steele a letter. I'm not going to send a letter through that. I was thinking maybe I could go ahead and send a letter and they could go ahead and see it. But no, I'm going to go ahead and send an open letter to Edgar Steele. Why should I talk to this goofy little bastard? And I'll send $10 to him as well. And the thing about Incogman, I'm glad they showed up. And also Access St. Louis here, I'm glad that they were able to go ahead and show up. Where was I? Anyway, pretty well what I wanted to point out is that Dion Masker is supposed to be Christian Identity. What is she doing? What is she doing with some character who goes ahead and thinks the Muslim God can beat Yahweh's ass and believes in moss on a tree? What the hell is she doing with this character? Answer? She's just going ahead and having some little Wigger Zogbot who's playing a little game here. And for my guy, he got position power and he's abusing it. Why in the world should any of us be surprised by that? Why should we be surprised at that by all? Anyway, I think, let me see, it's been 8, 9, 10, 11. It's been close to 3 hours. I think I pretty well ran to an end. What I'm going to do is that I don't think there's going to be anybody who calls in. It's 12 o'clock in the eastern part of the United States, and nobody usually calls. That was one of the reasons I had. But, yes, there had to be, this show had to be done. And I think this is probably the best night to do it because at least we knew what happened to Edgar Steele. Essentially, all Edgar Steele did was plead not guilty to a number of things. But, hey, look, Edgar Steele. Folks, if you want to do something for Edgar Steele and you're known, send him a letter with $10. Or if you want, and by the way, this Tony at OPPT here had the best solution. Rather than go ahead and send it to North Government Way or, Dion Musk or something like that, just tell the Steele family to open up a P.O. box here for a couple, for about $30. $30 a year, and essentially accept checks and money orders, and open up a $50 bank account, and essentially have Cindy Steele or whoever wants to run it of the Steele family, and let them run it. Don't go ahead and send some money to some little dweeb who Edgar Steele in his prime wouldn't have anything to do with. If you're known, and what I'm probably going to do is I'm going to go ahead and send. Now, I don't know if I'm going to send any money. I'm going to go ahead and send an open letter. And if they go ahead and refuse it, I'll go ahead and, you know, ask Edgar Steele and say, hey, do you want to go ahead and sue these bastards? Because according to the 9th U.S. Circuit, you have an absolute right to get all your freaking mail, even if it's racist, even if it's hateful. You have absolutely no right to go ahead and dick with your mail, certainly not because you've not been convicted yet. They have absolutely no right to play your little games here. And the fact of the matter is ditch your public pretender and say, hey, I need to go ahead and work on my own case, Florida versus California. Therefore, since I'm not a flight risk, turn me loose. And, oh, by the way, judge, here's an interlocutory appeal. Guess what, judge? You don't get to go ahead and pretend that I'm already guilty and therefore a threat to my life. For the purpose of my wife does not want to be a witness against me, but rather a witness for me, you don't have any choice in the matter. You've been properly magistrate judge, and this is a magistrate judge. This is not a full-fledged judge. Generally, when they go ahead and make an opinion, you know, because I was in the nut house and I dealt with these little magistrate judges on all these little nut house lawsuits here in order to get a law library. We had a right to a law library. Heck, every jail should have a fully-fledged law library instead of having one once you've been convicted. You ought to have a law library before you get convicted. You know what I mean? And ability to go ahead and defend yourself. But no, they couldn't do that. They've got to have a special deal for public pretenders. That is the shit that they pull, folks. In any case, looking at this, I guess there was somebody who was supposed to on here. Should I have seen that, but I don't see Northeast California here. I have no idea. Usually these people should go ahead and call in. I guess he was going to go ahead and call in. Shoot. Well, Okay. Yeah, folks, I don't mind just sending a call in here. It's usually Sunday is late here. I'm glad I went ahead and did this show, especially after today's show here. But all he did was go ahead and plead not guilty to all this shit that they've come in. And guess what? Now by going ahead and adding this stuff, they've gone ahead and added time in jail. In short, it's as if he wasn't in jail in June and July. The last 2 months don't mean nothing. Because what happens now, he got all these other cases, and since the first case has been rolled into all these other cases, all these other bogus charges, essentially as if he, it doesn't matter whether or not he was in jail. And that is exactly what Zog is doing. They're using the power to go ahead and jail people in order to go ahead and just simply punish people here. I was in jail in that house for 3.5 years. And the case fell apart at the preliminary hearing because my grandson said, hey, I'm not going to lie against my papa. So the case fell apart. They never had a case. But guess what? 3.5 years were taken out of my life. There ought to be a rule. There ought to be a law. Let me tell you what their law here. In any case, whenever anybody's gone ahead and been put to prison, if you don't go ahead and allow, somebody to go ahead and declare a bond, then the government will go ahead and pay any prisoner to the tune of $1 million per annum for unlawful imprisonment. And then let the government go ahead and claim and say, hey, these people have to go ahead and be imprisoned because, hey, they're a bond risk or a flight risk. If these people are not a bond or flight risk here, if they're not a flight risk or something like that, then you turn them loose. There does not need to be all these jails built. There's not need to be all these jails expanded. But essentially, all these jails are is just modern-day torture centers. That's all they are. That's all they ever have been. And the only way to go ahead and make a Zog regime criminal stop doing what he's doing is to make it so expensive for him, is to make sure he dies for his crimes. In any case, I'm going to go ahead and shoot. All right. Well, Generally, what happens is on Sunday, you know, I'll start at around 10:15 or something like that, and Real William B or California 29 or something like that, you can go ahead and give a call. You know, then I'm going to go ahead and start heading to finish this call. And how I'm going to do it is I'm going to go ahead and play the Florian Geyer. Okay, let me go ahead and get to that here. Christian Dante News Network. See, I like my forum the way it is. I don't worry about people or how many people are in there, because the fact of the matter is, unless you have something intelligent to say, what damn good is what you have? You know, if you don't have anything intelligent to say, well, then maybe you shouldn't go ahead and be stuck on my forum. You know what I mean? You should just go ahead and read and learn something. You know, I don't worry about how many people are on the forum here. There's a bunch of people on Stumbling, and Stumbling is totally different. So is Beer Barrel. So is these other forums here. Sperm Front, VNNF here, about third time they're run by two trolls. And so, essentially, they do whatever the hell they want to. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and play Florian Geyer. And let me go ahead and click this thing. All righty. Hold on, folks. All righty, folks. In about 3, 2, 1 here. What did I do? Huh. What did I do? Okay. Fumble fingers struck again. What happens? Okay, what happens is that my fingers fumbled here, and I end up opening about 3 YouTube things, and I'd go ahead and close them here. So I'm going to go ahead and start all over again, okay? White men clad in black are we, hi-yi-yo, and we'll stamp out the tyranny, hi-yi-ho. White men go, revolt-ho, on the city roofs let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war-ho, on the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. When Adam delved and Eve disband, Kyrie-lei-i, oh, who was then the ruling man? Kyrie-lei-i. White men go, revolt ho, on the city roofs, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. Bold white men, their rifles shoot. The Jews are laid low. On Zogling next we stomp our boots. Stamp out gospel. White men go, revolt ho. On the city roofs, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let red blood flow. The regime must only love is greed. Aye, aye, oh, the love of God our only need. I-I-O. White mango, civil war ho, on the city roof, let the red cock crow. White mango, we vote ho, on the courthouse walls, let red blood flow. We'll conquer for our cause is right. Hi-yi-oh. Our sons won't have to go and fight. Hi-yi-oh. White men go, we vote ho. On the city roofs, let the red cock crow. White men go, civil war ho. On the courthouse lawns, let the red blood flow. Okay, folks. Anyway, I'm going to go ahead and end this and say hail victory. And may Yahweh bless. And let's see, it looks like I still got talk shoes, so I'm going to go ahead and end the call. Hail victory. Bye-bye.